Blog Talk Radio.
Back when I was a child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up the stairs he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. How I'd love, to dance with my father again. Ooh. When I and my mother would disagree, to get my way I would run from her to him. He'd make me laugh just to comfort me, yeah. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left a dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me. One final dance with him. I'd play a song that would never, ever end. Cause I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. Sometimes I'd listen outside her door, and I'd hear how my mother cried for him. I pray for her even more than me. I pray for her even more than me. I know
truth.
understand the whole truth. When it comes to hoes, I be pimping like I supposed to. Rolling like I supposed to. Shining like I supposed to. In the club, fucking with honeys like I supposed to. I don't understand when a nigga bring his girlfriend to the club. Freaking all on the floor with his girlfriend in the club. And wonder why all these players trying to holler at her. Just soon as she goes to the bathroom, nigga, I'm gonna holler at her. A dog on the prowl when I'm walking through the mall. If I could, man, I probably would work with all of y'all. You say she your girlfriend, but when I step up to her, I'ma be like cousin. Believe me, man, this is how them players do it in the shot. And plus we got them player actors in the shot. Now the moral of the story is cuff your bitch. Cause hey, I'm black, that's on my face. Plus I'm rich and I'm a hurt.
Hey homie, you ain't getting no money, you better keep away from me.
Sit down. I'll be walking up and asking me to meet you, girl. Because I'm well enough to flirt when I see the girl. She went the eyes on the slide. I see you, girl. Better treat you, girl, right? Cause another man will. Better eat you, girl, like another man will. Cause you be your wife and I see your wife. Let me be for real. How long you think it's finna be your wife? When I'm living the life, you just getting it right. Yo, lady, look at me cause you ain't hitting it right. She probably used to like you cause you the business type. But that's still came along and put some dick in the life. When I seen how that ass looking thick in the life. I noticed she was checking me and digging the ice. Hey, if I get that tonight, better hit that twice. I could even make a mind if I hit that right. You know, smack that thing, hit that right. Up on that dress, so yeah, that's right. Pulling on her hair like we're getting in a fight. Yeah, I know it's kind of tight, but it'll swing just right. So if you're sexy and she passed me, don't be upset, G, cause you might catch me trying to catch a glance up a skirt, then we clan in reverse. That's a thing, I like it.
Let's go, y'all. When I pull up to the club, all the shouters be like, then I be like, girl, you know just who I am. Don't hate, see, I done fell in love with a stripper, y'all. All I do is flirt with her and I get them draws. And I don't need no help, I got a down pack. Said if pain was born to flirt, now you can't down that. Now I'm a forever, I'm in or out of town. That's why they call me Steady Fender ass. I be like, oh, I see you, let mama me, I'm more pain. What is your name? I'm feeling your vibe and I'm hoping you feel the same. I'ma wink my eye and let you know I got the game. When I blast my, I know exactly what to say. He's
up in the club, I'm a flirt. When you're eyes at me, when I roll up on them dubs, I'm a flirt. Sometimes when I'm with my chick on the low, I'm a flirt. And when she's with a man looking at me, damn right, I'm a flirt. So homies, don't bring your girl to meet me, cause I'm a flirt. And baby, don't bring your girlfriend to eat, cause I'm a flirt. Please believe it, unless your game is tight and you trust her. Now if you walk up in the club with a bad chick and she looking at me, then I'm gon' hit. Man, jacking for chicks, I tried to quit, but I'm a player, homie, so I had to hit it. While you buying our drinks in the club, acting like you in love, starting like you all plugged. We were switching numbers. She looking at you and I walk by. You turn your head, she wink her eye. I can't help it if she checking for a platinum type of guy. She be calling me daddy
and I be calling her mommy.
She be calling you Kelly when your name is Tommy. Bring them round me. Let me remind you that I am the king of R&B. Do you know what that means? That means if you love your chick, don't bring her to the VIP, cause I might leave with your chick. Just keeping it real, my nigga. It's a player's field, my nigga. Don't take no bitch to the club when you just met her, my nigga. Cause I'ma flirt with her, and he gon' flirt with her. And if she looking that good shit, she gon' flirt with her.
I'ma flirt. Soon as I see her walk up in the club, I'ma flirt.
Man ain't hitting it right.
from Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Trying to make myself get a show tonight, and I got to try to get to the TV here. I'm trying to put myself in position to have a show tonight. There, I went home yesterday for the first time since September 25th, and Medicare didn't want to pay no more for the nursing home. And for my rehab, so I fought against it 3 times, and after that, it didn't take them a week before they would give me another outdate. I got tired of it, so I said, let me see if I can go home and manage it. I really didn't feel I could, but I was tired of aggravating people sitting behind desks, not really caring about what you're going through. They just want to try to save some money. And my problem with that is they send billions of dollars to people in other countries, and our tax money put the money up. But yet, when it comes to us, they don't want to spend no money. It's a limit to what they spend on us. And that money they send them other countries, that's our money that we worked all our life for and paid taxes. It should be able to keep us when we get older, get sick or whatever. It should be able to keep us together, you know, as best they can. And I came on home, and just like I thought, you know, I wasn't ready. They didn't even have nothing set up for me as transportation. My wheelchair, it wasn't coming till today. And I ended up missing Dallas. Now, before this, I only missed Dallas just one time, and that was when I was on vacation in Adele. And they had set up with a facility that said they gave Dallas's on that day. And when I went, they didn't get Dallas's on that day. So I ended up missing a day. Well, this is the second time I missed a day because I couldn't get there, you know. So, appear to be a little more worse shape than I thought I was. I thought I had got strong enough to do a few other things that I really can't do. I found out when I got home. So, I just got to keep on working with it and hopefully that I can get myself back together over time you know, with the Lord's help and prayers from you guys, hopefully I'll be able to get there, because right now I'm in a bad way. I got to still figure out. I was on the phone all day today. That's why I really didn't want to do this show. I was on the phone all day today trying to call people to get some advice on what they can do, trying to get evaluated, had them come to my home and evaluate my situation to see what all can become of this. And today was basically, I got some things done, but actually it's going to take 3 to 15 days to see somebody, for somebody to come here, or for them to set me up with transportation to get to dialysis. So I got to come over some Monday, and one of my buddies got some lined up for me for Monday so I can get to dialysis, and I see how it go. But still, my wheelchair was delivered and taken back, because with nobody here to answer the door or sign the papers, and I couldn't get down the stairs and answer the door or sign the papers. So they took it back, and now you got to call back and reschedule. So that'll be another 2 or 3 days after Monday before I can probably get my wheelchair back to me. So, hey, man, some things happen in life. They say it's always for a reason. But the only thing I can do is pray on it and take it one day at a time and keep on pushing as best I can. And hopefully by the summer, I'll be back mobile and moving around and able to get my independence back. But when you get knocked down like that, there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, this all came from an infection that happened to my kidney. And I mean, it wiped me out. So I'm still going to try to fight. It look a little, maybe I'm a lot better than I was when it first happened. But man, I got a long way to go. I didn't realize that until yesterday. And today, I still got a long way to go. But we ain't going to worry about talking about me. I hope Tuck come on today with his slow ass and help me out with this show, as I ain't got a whole lot to talk about. I've been busy, like I say, dealing with this issue that I got going on, and hopefully that I don't get sick before Monday, because if I get sick before Monday by not getting dialysis the day, I end up in emergency room, and they had to give me dialysis there. So I'm hoping I can feel all right and hopefully get there Monday and everything be okay, start catching up from that point. So anybody out there want to come on in, we got something to talk about. I mean, we had a whole lot going on down there at Baldy. It was a pretty decent event. I hadn't seen better, but it was a pretty decent event. It disappointed my man Tate. They wouldn't give him a race. Everybody was scared of him but one man down there, but Tate didn't feel that he could whoop him, so he needed a little spot, and old boy didn't feel he can give it to him, but he was shaking everybody else ass off. They got beside him. And I don't know what happened with Jamie. I think Jamie and Tate could have got that old weird did one race. But, hey, if they program it, however they do it, they do it. I'm going to say, I wish I could have saw it happen. It would have been nice, you know what I'm saying? But it went the way it went. I watched as much as I could on live feed. Seemed like it was a lot of fun. Seemed like they were having fun down there, and that's the way it should be. So, with all that being said, what's the new news? What that happened since then? I know something went on since then. Somebody can come on here and tell me something. There got to be some kind of guys done jumped off somewhere and all that. Come on, let's talk about it. Because if we ain't going to talk about it, if y'all don't support me in what I'm trying to do, hell, we can't have no show. Everybody just sitting on here breathing. That's well. Come on now, where y'all at? Come on with it. I can find a book and try to read the book to y'all, something like that, if y'all want to hear a story.
Ben,
773-4015, Preacher Boy.
Ben, not read me no goddamn right. Story. I'm in position.
What's up, Big Eddie?
I'm in the hospital.
What's up, Preach? What's going on? What'd you say, Preach?
I'm in the hospital till I had my surgery yesterday.
Wow, that's all right. How it come out? Everything turn out pretty good?
Yeah, but the pain is a motherfucker.
Yeah, man. Tell me about it. Well, we can pray for you, man. I hope you get on through there and everything go well for you. I just got home yesterday, and I wish I could have still been in the facility, man, because it's rough right now for me.
Well, they told me if I could have walked up the stairs, they were going to send me home. I couldn't make no stairs. I couldn't walk up no stairs.
Well, they sent me home knowing I couldn't really make no stairs. They still sent me home. And I thought I could push my way up there. I got 8 stairs I got to go up to get to my bedroom and my bathtub. And the kitchen level is the main level, and there's no bathroom on that level. Then I got the family room level, it's the lower level. It's a bathroom there, but it really ain't nowhere for me to, like the couch, the chair that I got, when you go to get up out of them, they rock and get real low. And anything real low, I can't get up out of right now. So my only choice was to come upstairs to this bed. And, man, I looked at them stairs and I said, I can't go halfway up and then I mess around and don't work out for me. I'd be in trouble standing up there in the middle of the stairway. So I called the fire department. They came out and they helped me, and good they did, because I would have been in trouble. I wouldn't have made it by myself. And
you were at home by yourself?
I had just got here. My wife was here, but she couldn't help me get up this fast. I had a gate got on, you know. Yeah, so I got up here with the fire department and got to my bedroom. So up here is not enough room to put nothing else up here, like my walkers and stuff like that, which I use all when I was in the nursing home. All I can try to use is a cane. And the cane is barely enough for me to make it from my bedroom to the bathroom. And I get there, but it's a struggle. And all I figured that could do is make me better. Huh?
Yeah. You ain't got no crutches?
You know, I ain't got no crutches.
You need a walker, Eddie?
I ain't got no crutches.
Yeah, but the walker,
I got a
walker,
but it ain't going to work up here. It ain't going to work up here. I might have to give me some crutches like Preacher Boy saying. They probably be easier on crutches than it would trying to walk with a cane.
Yeah, a lot easier, man.
I ain't thinking about that. Yeah.
Then it'll help you walk better.
I'll have to look into some crutches. Yeah. Yeah, because that cane, man. It's a fight with that cane. I'll be so tired when I get there, and then coming back, I barely make it.
Yeah, I wish I could help you, but my shit, I can't get my crutches away. That's all I get.
I used to have some crutches. I got to look and see if they still down there.
I think Walmart sells them, Eddie.
Yeah, they sell them, but they're expensive.
Yeah. I might
Eddie,
still have
live
some
at?
Down there.
Eddie, my wife said, where
Hill?
You live at?
Country Club Hill.
Yeah, because she might have been able to get you some.
I'm going to have my son look. It might be still back there, I'm telling you. That was so long ago that I used them. I forgot all about them.
Dad, you just take two dry shifts.
Still back there behind that furnace.
Did you hear me?
Huh?
Get you two dry shifts.
Yeah. Yeah, man. You know, we was on the phone always talking about me being in the wheelchair and shit, talking shit, and now I'm in one for real.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping it don't be forever lasting. I hope that I can get my strength back and throw all that shit away. But it's going to take a lot of time. It ain't that easy.
You see why I said don't talk about nobody help? You don't know how you going to turn out? Everything ain't a joke.
Yeah. Yeah, I never joke about nobody else's health. They used to talk about me being in the wheelchair. A lot of people thought I was in the wheelchair already. Well, now I am. But I ain't planning on staying in there.
We don't never plan on doing something that we ain't got no control over, Eddie.
Yeah.
You just got to pray it don't happen.
Yeah, I figure right now I can stand. I can move around a little bit. I figure every time I do that, my muscle memory should be getting used to the weight, and eventually it'll be come normal to me again. Some weird shit.
I can't stand like that.
Yeah.
Not yet. I
walk on my best friend in the world.
Chuckle up.
Here go my best friend in the world, man.
Oh, my best friend's dead. What's taking you so long?
Oh, no, I ain't dead yet. I don't want to be your best friend. I ain't.
What the fuck is going on? I'm riding, goddammit. What's going on?
I don't know. You tell me, man. I was hoping you came on.
Oh, yeah, I was going to get here sooner or later. You know, I had shit to do. I'm out in the street. What's up? What's going on tonight?
Man.
I'm
trying to make it happen.
Make it happen.
Come on with it.
What's going on? Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear about you old motherfuckers dying now. You know, me and Kid got to keep rocking. I know his ass on here somewhere.
Yep.
Well, say no more.
God damn. How do you old?
I'm trying to live, Chuck. I ain't trying to die. I'm trying to live.
Well, the problem is if y'all stop buying pussy and talk y'all stuff into getting pussy, then y'all would live much longer. Don't throw $5 at every motherfucker you see. We talk them into that shit and buy them a sucker. Yeah, what's happening, Eddie? What's topping tonight? What you got going on, man? You know? I know I ain't been around.
Man, Chuck, I've been on the phone with them folks all day, so it's whatever, man. It's open season.
Okay. Well, yeah, you know, as long as you're handling your business, man, I know you fucked up, but such is life. You just got to live it, dog. You still here with us, so, you know, you cool.
That's right.
I ain't got no advice for you, goddammit, because I ain't been in that situation, but, you know. But you motherfuckers ain't going to bring me down tonight and hold me on the phone. Shit.
All right, man. Well, come on.
I mean, what you got going? You got to tell me, man. I almost forgot, goddammit. I was going to stop at somewhere else. But let me pick up the phone and see what my fat-ass buddy talking about. You know? Yeah, man.
Well.
What's the topic, dog? Come up with something real quick, man. Yeah.
Well, let's see. One thing I can talk about is some people think it's a dream that I'm coming at their ass, but they're going to real soon find out that it's some really reality shit.
Yeah. A dream is something you can't never capture. You know what I'm saying? It's just a damn dream. It's just a damn dream. Y'all got to make shit happen, you know? Mm-hmm. I know it's a goddamn fun announcement, but y'all got to come off that shit.
Amen.
Yeah, so, you know, what else going on?
Ain't nothing too much, man.
Y'all ain't talk about the people from goddamn went down there to Florida and won some good money and jacked off a lot of money and all that old shit. You know?
Yeah, man.
All that old good
shit.
Yeah,
I like what them guys did, you know. I was loving seeing what Silver Surfer was doing and that other fella, Salty B. That was pretty exciting, but even over all that, I seen my boy Zay go out there and he lost that first race, and I was trying to tell everybody that didn't mean nothing. That shit didn't go right. So I said, Zay gonna race that motherfucker back.
Yeah, he did, he raced him back. I mean, he probably wouldn't even lost the first race if his damn driver wasn't drunk. But
that's right.
I'm just talking shit, Eddie. I'm just talking shit. Yeah, I mean, you know. You know, it wasn't a lot, but the ones that went up there, goddamn it, they came and made their mark, you know?
Yeah.
Ain't too many motherfuckers going to ring Dre Bell. And he ain't bagging down for no motherfuckers. So, you know. I mean, all the motherfuckers, you know. Shit, everybody was there. It was only a few. It was, goddamn it, Zay, Tutu.
Cal.
Got Cal, Tate, grandson, and that was basically it. You know, none of the usual suspects came. You know, but you know they tried to do what the fuck they tried to do. You know,
man. I know. Vaughn hate the fact that he couldn't get Silver Surfer for the race that he wanted again. You know, he had issues. And, you know, when I seen them pinning that hood back down, I said, shit, they need to go and pay that punk out back up off that line. But he went on ahead and went forward anyway. But,
couldn't
get
to,
a man a serious race.
You go to the Super Bowl, you got to blow a goal. That's it. You know,
I heard that.
Fix that shit by April. That's what you do. You know.
You think Vaughn gonna try to race back?
Probably. I don't know.
I do
I
believe
can't
so.
I don't think he's scared.
Yeah,
though.
I think he'd go back. It's just the kind of fella he is. I believe he'll go back.
Because
he wasn't
showing
nothing. He had problems.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's hit and miss, you know. I mean, the thing about Florida, you know, you got to realize that however the weather is playing, that's how you got to play it. You can't race at 7 o'clock at night, but the fucking dew comes in. You run it 2
o'clock at night, dew falling.
You can run that motherfucker all day, you know. And that's why they stopped the damn track, because they got to keep prepping it to get the damn dew off so nobody don't tear their shit up. But, you know, it is what it is, Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
You got to think about it like this. Race in the spotlight where everybody there, race to win. It race to win. Run early. Get it over with. Go find somebody else.
There you go.
You know.
I got to give it to them. They did do, quite a few races early.
They got to stop trying to be the main attraction and just be the attraction.
Yeah, I mean, the fucking track was working. It was working real good. You know, they keep that motherfucker going, but you can't fight good. Can't fight Mother Nature, goddamn. You make a straight pass one time, don't change shit. Come back and knock the fucking tires off. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, they have some good racing going on. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It is what it is. Yeah. So, shit, that was it. Ain't going to be no more the next year.
Speaking of next year, Drag announced yesterday that last night that he got his race back at Byron, August the 5th.
Byron, that's right.
Yep. Oh no shit.
Yes sir. Show no. Yes sir. I said it, Chuck. Oh, you probably been on Facebook. I've been sharing it and everything, putting it up for people to see it. You know.
I really had time to be on Facebook, but that's cool. Shit, I like Byron.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Byron, nice track.
Mm-hmm.
Byron, nice track.
I'm quite sure he's doing whatever moves that suit him. So, you know, I like this event there last year, but, I mean, you know, at 41, but shit, I like Byron, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
If I'm home on that date, I'm coming. You know, I might find a sucker.
Here you go right here, Chuck. And say, hello, Facebook Racing family, friends, and haters. Proud to announce that August 5th and 6th, 2023, Big Drag's 15th Annual Grudge Race Weekend returns to Byron Dragway, the real playground of the power features. Of the power, featuring big tie shootout, small tie shootout, daily driver shootout, and the now famous golf cart 8th mile race, and possibly two mystery no prep cars, as seen on TV. Saturday will be a full day of racing with testing, tune, and shootouts, as well as Sunday. A full day of grudge shootout testing, tuned golf carts, and free giveaways. As always, our signature free food and non-alcoholic beverages all day long, Sunday till gone. It's that I'm open to suggestions and other racers' ideas. I'm going to try to bring in 16 T cars if they are available. Any questions, call Big Drag, 708-473-2502. Sponsors are welcome. Thank you in advance. Please share. So that's what I did.
I gotta look it up so I can share it. You know, shit, I ain't got no problem going to Byron. I miss them days. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Hey. Well.
I had posted even in my story, man, for a lot of people seen it that didn't see when he shared it. And they was, you know, gave compliments on it, you know. They seen it from where I shared it. Because I know we all have friends, and sometimes we have friends that other people don't have. So that's why it's important to share these type of things, you know, because everybody know who Big Drag is, but they might not be his friend on Facebook, and they probably would never see it. Unless somebody like me or you said, you know. So that's why I put it out there for them.
Oh, okay. That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Me and Dre cool, so shit. I mean, I ain't got never had a problem with him. So shit. I want to go.
Yes, sir.
I want to go to Byron.
Yes, sir. Me too. I ain't been to Byron in a while. Matter of fact, the last time I went to Byron was Big Drag's race. Was the last time I went to Byron.
I've been to Byron.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Well, see, Chuck, Byron a good track, so I understand that, but you can just about take your car anywhere. You can take that slow motherfucker down a dirt road, so.
Damn.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised the way you say you've been with that motherfucker.
That's no motherfucker hooking your driveway, so what the fuck? Drag y'all ass down the track.
Dream.
Yeah, that's good, man. Yeah, spread that shit around. Go everywhere.
Yes, sir.
Y'all better use them before you lose them. That's all I can say.
Man, I ain't really got nothing to talk about. I try to open up this forum for everybody else and have something to talk about also, you know.
But it ain't always me. I ain't had a chance to get on the back lines or nothing, man. I just been fucking off, so I'm on vacation.
Yeah, me either, man. I was on the back line for a minute one day. I'm trying to remember what was they talking about. We say Willie Dog had been on there earlier. I forgot what they were talking about, man. It probably ain't nothing I want to talk about. It might have been some bullshit going down, you know. I believe it was. So that I don't want to talk about no way.
How can it be bullshit? Goddamn, it ain't no motherfucker racing. Oh, they was on
some when it ain't. You know how they get the one in the box about bullshit sometime, you know. I don't want to talk about that shit.
Yeah.
But speaking of boxing, who know about the boxing match that went down with Trigger Man?
I don't know nothing about that, Eddie.
That's what I'm talking about, though.
and then if I heard anything, it's all secondhand information. So they probably lied to me anyway.
Right,
so
right.
I don't know nothing about it.
Right, right. It don't never been the way.
I didn't see it. Don't care. Didn't nothing happen.
Right.
Everybody just went back to racing. So that's all, you know. That's all I'm concerned with.
Yeah.
I'm digging that secondhand ass information. You know.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. So that shit, I ain't heard it on Man Show this week. So I guess it wasn't.
That's
shit.
What I say.
You know, don't
it's
make
not too
shit.
Much to worry about probably anyway. The main thing is they had fun. Whatever spat it was, did nobody get hurt, and it's passed on.
I can't tell you a thing. All I know it was 80 some degrees. We was in shorts and t-shirts, and women didn't have clothes on. That's all I can tell you.
That's too much information right there, man.
No, ain't enough information. That's enough information to make you motherfuckers get off your ass and come next year. Or somewhere. Yeah. I was on the airplane taking my motherfucking long johns off, shit. I know it was going to be warm. And boy, it was packed, too, Eddie. God damn.
Well, man, I'm going to tell you, bro, man, it's probably a lot of places I want to go with. Looking at Florida, I was going to watch the videos. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
it looks like
you
have
a chance to see Trigger Leak.
I ain't going to answer that, kid.
Damn, that's just a yes or no answer, Chuck. He must go ahead to another question.
It's some things you want to see, and it's some things you don't want to see.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Mm. That's for the people who ain't
yeah,
never seen of it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
See all over Facebook, man. Uh-oh.
Hey, well,
you got the boys coming in
Facebook.
Here. 773 26, 68. Mm-hmm. Come on with it. Oh, see, this would be some shit, y'all.
Who is that, Ed?
You know them the boys right there. That's the morning show crew. All on there with them.
We in the bush until a motherfucker get out of body. I'm on mute.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Did I just hear Soaky? I thought I heard Soaky.
Hey, Kid. Kid.
Yep.
What up, man?
Yeah.
With all that shit down there, who the fuck gonna look? You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You got all these motherfucking 23, 25-year-olds. Got no stomach, real hair, fake hair. Hey, man, I ain't looking for no motherfucking somebody trying to be what they ain't.
Damn.
Oh, God damn. I'm going on mute.
Yeah, they had quite a few $40 hollers over by the men's washroom.
They had them anywhere. We got plenty of open trailers once the car's open. Yeah. No, just saying.
Yep.
I don't want no part of this conversation. I'm on mute.
Hey, Eddie, I mean, that's what they like. That's what they like. Just like if kid caught up with it, it'd be all over the show Monday night. Fuck that.
Kid must run hurt itself, man.
I don't know what he do, but he don't. But whatever you do, you don't need everybody else to know what you do.
I'm gonna try not to hurt myself, Ed. Under no circumstance.
I don't know, but I put this disclaimer out. If ever I do something, it won't be man motherfucker listening on this show know about it.
You got a point there, Chuck.
Yes, sir. Back for that. Yeah. All right, Eddie, get some shit started. What you got for me?
I ain't got nothing for you, Chuck.
Okay.
Somebody else got to come on. What a damn key more it is for some shit.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess they got a bunch to talk about, but, you know. Hey, man, I just... I had me some fun. And I'm
hey,
done.
Hey, Kimo ain't changed his number to his show yet, did he? Because, I mean, every time I call it, it ain't nothing happening.
No, they had one Sunday night.
They had one this Sunday?
Yeah.
I try to get on.
Did I call something?
So what, Eddie?
What time the show be now? Because I called and they keep playing.
Shit, they came on,
no
came on kind of late Sunday.
I heard the music.
Came on kind of late Sunday.
I know I heard the music, but then when I called back, it said no show schedule.
So it was kind of late when they came on.
Yeah. Can y'all just like change y'all times whenever y'all want, Eddie?
I mean, nope.
No, y'all can't change y'all times for the show or something?
Not when we want you to set it up.
Oh,
I don't believe. I ain't never tried to do it.
okay.
You heard that dog dead. He might can tell you that answer.
Okay.
I ain't no trying to do it. Once I set it up, it's set.
Okay.
You probably can change.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need another vacation. God damn. Man, did the shit go dead?
No.
Well, yeah.
I don't want to say nothing behind you. Say you need another vacation.
Yeah, I need another vacation. Yeah.
Oh. Be careful what you wish for.
I ain't wishing for shit. I'm just saying I need another vacation. I just got to decide where I'm going to go, where it's going to be warm. Shit.
How Mark doing, Chuck?
Oh, he good. He was down there, and he came back to Chicago a couple of days, and he left our wing.
Oh, yeah? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he met us down there.
Come on, man.
So,
yeah.
He'll be back in February for about 3 days, and then he getting the fucker back out of here.
Yeah. I heard that.
Yeah, he ain't gonna stay. Mm. Then probably won't see him down to next time. Probably be Bobby Cole race. Then he'll come back.
Yeah, they switched the location, right?
I think it's
to Steel, right?
I think it's in Steel. Yeah, I think it's in Steel.
Yeah.
I know Mike Hill had a post up. Staying with all the races he was involved with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could do Steel. Can you do Steel,
yeah.
Ed? Oh, I ain't supposed to say that on
Steel, Alabama? Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Get your ass on down there.
It's a straight shot.
Yeah.
You
10 hours.
It's a good possibility, Chuck.
I hear you. We'll see. It's too early to lock in any races, but, that's going to be like the first one for us because it's going to be warm enough down there.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, ain't nothing but
then again, you can't. Then again, you can't be waiting all motherfucking night, goddamn, at the race either.
No, you got to get it in. At least by then, hopefully by April, gas be under $5 a gallon. So, yeah, motherfuckers might can do something.
They say by that Sam Club over there by you, they gas was like $2.95 the other day a gallon.
Eddie, I need diesel.
You got to have a
I ain't put gas in my little smart car since goddamn it October, so I'm good. But shit, I need diesel to move that truck. That bitch ain't going nowhere.
I'm pretty sure they sell diesel too.
Man, that motherfucking diesel high in the motherfucker.
That shit ain't under $5. Fuck that.
Hey, if you ain't making no money in the motherfucking diesel trucks, park that motherfucker.
That's why my shit's sitting in the garage.
hey, goddamn it, Chuck, I drive one of these motherfuckers every day. That shit hurt going in that motherfucking truck stop. Fuck this shit.
Yeah, that shit hurt.
That shit hurts, Jack.
Whether you can afford it or not, that shit hurt.
Man.
Yeah, man.
Every time you go in that bitch, it's $160. Fuck that.
Damn, my light went down. Let me see if any hands came up.
Yeah.
Yep, got a hand up. 312-2533. Who we got?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's going down?
Not much. Hey, man, I was listening to y'all talking about that diesel fuel, man. It's a app called Mudflap that's pretty good.
Hmm.
I get diesel for $3.50.
Oh, man. There it is.
What's the name of that?
It's called Mudflap.
Mudflap. Okay.
Everything go good when it got mud in there.
You are.
Yeah, but it turned to shit after a while.
Yeah.
No coffee flap.
Shit. I'm looking that shit up right now.
Yeah, man, I use it to run my trucks.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I need that.
Yeah, you tie your credit card or your debit card into it, and it shows you you can put in your route where you're going, and it'll show you all of the places that use Mudflap, and you can and it'll show you how much it is discounted. Once you fill up, it'll probably say.
I need money, so I gotta go. I'm about to give me that motherfucker number.
Yeah, I'm looking at that shit. I'm looking at that shit right now.
It'll show you. You might, when you fill up, it'll probably say the regular cost on there, but it'll charge you once you get in. You'll see the difference in the cost of it.
Okay.
That's all right. Y'all heard that.
Yep.
Y'all
hey,
running diesels
hey.
Out there running the roads, mud flap.
Hey, bro, do it work good with the calm down the cars?
Well, you know what? I'm not sure with that. I don't think I know as I tie my debit card to it. And,
okay.
You know, and that's how I use it to fill up my trucks.
That's all right.
Might have to sell all them diesel trucks and get your electric truck.
So I can't even drive to your fucking house in an electric truck, and you live around the fucking corner.
Yes, indeed.
So nobody wants that.
Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day.
It's pretty good. Tennessee, you all. It sends you a receipt, and it shows your discount on how much you can save.
Mm-hmm. I'm pushing that bitch for the green, for the Midwest. See what the fuck I can get. Yeah, I'm going to find up for that shit and see. Anything beat that shit.
How much is the diesel over there? How much the diesel over there at the Loves, Chuck?
It's too high for me to go in that motherfucker.
It's either $5.79 or $5.49.
Yeah,
hey,
man.
Hey, you can go up to on the 94 exit 15. What is that? Road Ranger. And on the Mudflap app, they got it over there for $3.60.
You mean $3.15 in Kankakee?
Oh, it's $3.15 in Kankakee?
Yeah, that's what you mean, right?
No, well, I'm talking about over there in Indiana. You know, if you run it, but it's going to show you everywhere.
Oh, you're talking about the exit.
Yeah. It's going to show you everywhere that uses mud flap.
Shit, thanks for that piece of information. Shit, I need this.
That's all. You heard it on the. You heard about mud flap on the Big Eddie Show with Mudbone.
Well, shit.
Mud flap might not be a dud, but I know the Mudbone is a dud.
You got to get a fill up, goddamn, before you get on 80-94 going to Indiana. You have to burn it all up, goddamn, before you get to Michigan City.
You ain't lying.
Man, that traffic be fucked up out there.
Yeah, they got construction every goddamn way. Uh-huh.
Damn, that 315 is the most I done heard.
I remember we was in Valdosta. That shit was 482. That was a regular price. Shit, I thought I was in fucking heaven. Motherfucking diesel higher than nitrous. That's fucked up.
Hmm.
Yeah, that is. Motherfucking mud flap. Hey, Chuck, I know that app going to be kind of hard for you to use, so don't miss out on no prices because you see mud and then close the app up. You know what I'm saying? It, just always remember, once you get past the mud, it's going to say flap, not bone.
Hey, as long as I can pay cash and get that discount, that's why I'm rolling.
I know that's right.
Shit, they give me the same price of paying cash. I'm broke. It's tough. Yeah. Penny saved is a penny earned, my man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I said you said that very well. I wish my wife could understand that.
Yeah. Yeah, well. Hey. You ain't got no
knowing. You not like fuck with coupons and shit.
Amen. That shit affect everybody.
I'm the coupon bandit. Yeah, man. I'm the coupon bandit in my house, boy. I be looking for it. Yeah. Is this one of Chuck's famous dumbass questions?
This is kind of a serious question because, you know, it started a couple of years ago, but I'm trying to, and I can't answer it, but is it, now I got an opinion and everybody else had an opinion. I remember everybody else was like, why motherfuckers don't race? So is it really because of the money?
Man, you know? Looking at drawer where your mama sit the in between the table on her side, and see if you see that little nutcracker. Yeah. All right.
Nutcrackers are called a fine ass woman and some lube.
What?
That went over your head, Eddie.
Well, I'm short, so it ain't hard to put nothing over my head, you know.
No, I'm just saying. So my question is it really the money that people want to race for, because they can race for any amount of money, or is it just that they ass don't want to get chewed up on the motherfucking phone?
Chewed up on the motherfucking phone, social media.
That's you think that's the answer, kid?
That's what's stopping it.
That's what I think. You got something different, Eddie?
Yeah.
So what's your
answer? They just ain't got the heart. They just ain't got no goddamn heart.
Yeah, that's true. But what is it tied to?
That plays a big part in it.
Or they don't want to get their ass chewed out.
See, years ago, if you lost a race in the South, you might not hear about it goddamn for maybe about 3 or 4 months later. Fuck around and lose a race in the South now. You'll hear about it within the next 60 seconds.
Yeah,
this
South,
is true.
North,
this is
whatever.
True.
They gonna hear it.
Well, right.
So, I mean, my understanding is fucked up, Eddie, because,
right.
I mean, most of the guys is on the phone or whatever that own a car, ever owned a car. They put their fucking hard-earned money into it.
Yep.
To race. I'm just talking about the grudge race. I ain't saying shit about the class races or the bracket races, because they going to do what they do and be happy. But I'm just saying, if you a damn grudge racer and you spending all this fucking money on the car and you ain't got enough balls to race for whatever money, is the money stopping it, or you just scared of motherfuckers telling you you ain't shit because you lost? So now, which one is it really?
The latter.
Like I said,
years ago, it would take you goddamn 3 months to find out somebody racing in the South. Now, goddamn, it don't take but 60 seconds.
Yeah.
If it take that long.
And
I can say that's partially true, because some people definitely can't stand the pressure of being talked about. But me, I wouldn't give a fuck about losing. It would have to be more sort of money, and that wouldn't be no problem, because I ain't going to bet no more than I can lose.
Mm-hmm.
If I put it up, I can lose it.
That's the way.
But the assholes that talk about the motherfuckers, they need to shut the fuck up, because they ain't racing no goddamn way.
Yeah. But that seems to affect.
You're out there doing what they dream to do.
But that seems to affect what's going on. In my opinion, that seems to affect what the fuck is going
yeah.
up here.
Yeah.
The motherfucker is scared to take a damn loss. And, you know what I'm saying? If a motherfucker lose, they
sure.
just say they lost.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's why so much shootings and shit in the Chicagoland area. Motherfuckers scared to take an ass whooping. Because he know if he find out he got them and had to put up his dukes and fight and stuff for ass whooping, everybody in the town going to know about it.
Yeah.
You know, kid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you saw it on Facebook or not, but that shit made so much sense to me, it ain't funny. As I'm saying, most of the men that's in prison and in bullshit right now is because they was basically raised by their mama. Which you got a man that don't think logically. He think off his emotion. And they'll do some crazy shit before they even think about it, because they're working off their emotion. If you think about it, man, that shit make a lot of fucking sense, man.
Well, listen, man, listen. All these motherfuckers out here get their feelings hurt, and that triggers them. They can't stand to be talked about, but they can talk about the world.
Yep.
Oh, no,
like
I
told
you, Eddie, I want to see what everybody else got to say. Eddie, open up the damn mic.
You got these jealous-hearted motherfuckers. Doing, and then they talk about us to bring us down. Then when it doesn't happen, they want to talk about everybody. You got motherfuckers out here that got cars, won't race.
7469, oh, your mic is open.
Uh-oh. Oh, that's me there, Big Eddie. What's going on? What's the topic for tonight, man? I tried to get
money,
catch y'all before we went to sleep. What's going on?
Hey,
Eddie,
buddy.
Eddie? Hey, hey.
Got this nigga, this nigga on the phone. Who let him on?
What's
hey,
going
money.
On, Stone?
Big money.
Hey, money.
Hey, money. Let me ask you a question.
Okay, what's the question?
Because I know I heard it a couple of years when they said it. So I want to know what's stopping Grudge Racing up here. Is it actually the money, or motherfucker can't get their ass whooped and listen to the y'all talk about them on the morning show?
Hey,
no,
hey,
we're stopping.
Hey, Chuck.
Everybody want to be friends.
Hey Chuck, it's the talking about. It's the talking about. Motherfucker can't stand
media.
To be talked about. Motherfucker can't stand to be talked about. Cause let me tell you something.
Yeah,
it ain't about the money. It ain't about the money. I'm gonna tell you from my
show
length. It ain't about the money. It's about losing to somebody that they feel
they
that they're superior to that you don't want to lose to. It could be $100, but it's the fact that you got the $100. They don't want to be jugged at. Now, hey Chuck, let me say this, Chuck. If you and Big Eddie raise, both of y'all are some heavy hitters. You lose to Big Eddie, or Big Eddie lose to you, y'all gonna talk shit. Y'all gonna jug at each other for a few minutes. Y'all gonna let it go.
No.
Some motherfuckers. If you lose to them, they're going to talk shit. They're going to ride it into the ground. And when they lose, the people that they normally joan and talk shit about get on their ass and latch on to their ass and don't let them go. They can't stand that. It ain't the money. It ain't never the money. It's the motherfucker that you lose to.
It's
the motherfucker that you lose to.
Man, we should be all joined up together.
Chuck.
If it's enough cars hit a race all year round, everybody want to be teammates.
Yeah.
Chuck, can you imagine Zabo losing to Terrio?
Oh,
exactly.
Oh, man.
Exactly.
No. If he lose to Didi after all the shit he said.
Yep, if he loses Didi.
I think he can handle it, though. But, I mean, I know some people can't handle it. That's what I'm...
Hey, Chuck, I'm going to say this. A lot of motherfuckers who feel that they are heavyweights in the drag racing world, if they lose to a motherfucker like me, somebody they feel like nothing, that hurts. If they lose to somebody they figure is a jitty boom, that hurts.
Oh.
And it ain't got to be for a whole lot of money. It can be for
a
whole lot of money. If you trick
a
motherfucker, and you trick them to do what you say and you beat them, oh, man, that motherfucker going to chase your ass down, boy, like a winning lottery ticket in a tornado.
Just as me and you talking, can you give me an example who would be
When me and Skin raced, I was a fucking jitty boom. I wasn't supposed to whoop Skin. I wasn't supposed to trick Skin. I trick Skin to the finest, and he can't take it. He's chasing my ass all over the world now, and he makes it his business. Every time somebody say something, he got to relate it to me. Yeah, that motherfucker put your motherfucking money ass. He did this, and I wanted to race him with this. He can't take it. When he lost to Akil, and motherfucker Jeremiah had that goddamn funeral service for him, and they got to singing the shit. He couldn't take it.
That's funny, buddy.
When Preacher Boy lost to Rob, and Rob got on Preacher Boy ass. Preacher Boy could tell you, because Preacher Boy used to be at one point, he'll talk about your ass like a dog. He'll get you off his motherfucking back. But he'll take it with a smile. He ain't holding no motherfucking grudge.
Right.
It ain't about the money. It's about who you lost to.
Oh, man, I give up.
All right.
It's about who you lost to.
Hey, money,
Jeremiah, they didn't like it when me and Skin raced and we was on the show and I gapped his ass for $300. That man couldn't take it. He kept going. He didn't stop. And that motherfucker been on my ass trying to get that little funky ass $300 back. And I'm saying this on the show. I hope he go back and listen to it. I'm going to make him wear that ass whooping like an old motherfucker ugly Christmas sweater.
Lucky motherfucker.
These motherfuckers so scared. They don't know if they can win or lose because they won't even try.
That's all
they got to do is try them, see?
Now I got this money. I got another dumbass question.
Okay.
Dumbass question. This ain't even a dumbass question. I understand it, but if a motherfucker make you wet at the ass whooping, and the race don't happen again, what are they accomplishing? Are they just saying
it ain't the fact that they scared. What it is, they, and I'm going to just be honest with you, I'm going to say from my perspective, I want to hold it over his motherfucking head.
It ain't the fact
I don't want to race and I don't want to go back. I want to hold it over his head because he do the same shit to everybody else. When he get to talking
calling
me a jitty boom and shit, I tell him, well, this jitty boom tricked you and got everything he wanted. So who the fuck the jitty boom?
Hey,
am I the jitty boom for tricking you, or are you the jitty boom for falling for it?
Okay.
Let me ask you a question now.
Hold it, man. I didn't need you to answer this question.
I'm waiting, Big Eddie. I want to reword it a different way.
He won't let me.
So if a motherfucker whoops you and trying to hold that shit over the head, instead you're going to whoop that, I mean, you know you're going to wear that shit. So I'm just saying, are they scared to race you back because they thought they got away and just going to tell you they going to hold it over your head? You see what I'm saying?
No. I can only speak for me.
Give me an example. Give me an example of your question.
Okay.
Hey, give us an example of your question, Chuck. Give us an example of your question.
Go ahead.
Give us an example, man. I'm asking you to give us an example.
Well, I'm just saying some people whoop people, and then they just, you know, they're going to make you wear it, but they never race you back. See, I can understand a motherfucker.
Put a name on it.
No, ain't no name on it because it happens all the time. So I'm just saying, if they whoop you and then they say, you know, I'm going to make you wear that ass whooping, I mean, how long they going to make you that ass whooping? If you could beat that motherfucker, you're going to go back at them. So they figure they got away.
No, you supposed to go back at them, but this is the deal, Chuck.
But that's
when
what
you,
I'm saying. Check this out, Chuck.
You and Big Tim House, y'all raced.
Yeah.
Didn't Tim House whoop you once?
Yeah.
Didn't you go back?
I tried.
Y'all went, okay, and y'all tried with the same car. Some motherfuckers can't do that. You whoop them with one car, they want to try to stick another car on the same car you whooped them with, and the cars ain't evenly matched.
Well,
check this out. Me and Skin race two daily drivers. My Traverse, my wife's Traverse, against the Volkswagen that he had. Then he turned around and said, well, I'm going to try your truck with my Fusion. That ain't going to work. Cause I done seen you run a motherfucking Camaro with your Fusion, and I couldn't whoop the Camaro with my truck. So that ain't evenly matched. So I'm not going to go for that. I'm not going to do that race. I'm going to race something that's evenly matched.
You don't want to do that. Two different cars.
Right, but I'm saying, but you don't want to do that. You want to get the win back so you can try to beat your ass. But you ain't racing even. What the fuck I look like, Chuck? I race your daily drive. I race your smart car with my Traverse, and I beat it. And then you turn around and say, fuck it, money, come on back. I'm going to try your Traverse. What you got, Chuck? Oh, I got this motherfucking LX Mustang. That ain't evenly matched. But then I say, I don't want none of that. Oh, bitch, you scared of me. No, I ain't scared of you. I ain't got no way in the hell I'm going to win.
Where that come from? Now, where all this come from?
That come from experiences. So, that come from experience, though.
I'm talking shit, baby.
I know. That come from experience, though.
But they're supposed to run the same car back. I mean, everybody can go get another car.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, why wouldn't they run you back with the other car?
You wouldn't be talking about like Leon, would you? Ooh.
No, because me and Leon ran. He said he would only race me once. It will not be a rematch. I tried to jug Leon into it. Leon said, fuck no. So
what you think? So wait a minute. So I got to ask you the question, Chuck. Do you think that Leon, he couldn't get away, but he lucked up and got away and he don't want to go back?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Oh, okay. I don't know. You have to get Leon to answer that. Let me explain it.
And Leon said, and he just said, if I race you, I ain't never racing you back. And he got away. I tried.
He sure did.
But he wouldn't race. So he just whooped me, and that's it. That's done.
It's called saving the ball.
You know, he got away. He got away.
Oh, okay.
But it's a lot of motherfuckers just race, win a race, and they never go back. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, man, now you tell me this ain't a fair race. I try to run Leon with that all-steel truck, conventional head motor with a plate system. Why that ain't head up?
Hey, preacher boy, I can't run Leon's program. Leon do what the fuck he want to do when he want to
Chuck, and that's another thing. A motherfucker get mad when they tell you what you should take your car and what you should do with it and who you should be racing, and a motherfucker gave you $2 on your program.
You're exactly right, man. You're exactly right.
Yeah,
but that was the deal with me and Leon. And he said, if I race you, I ain't never racing you.
I'm putting a car in his class that still is out, not really in his class. He still outmatched that car. I'm still trying to take a dish at him, though.
Well, you got to look at it like this, though, preacher boy. You got so many motherfuckers you tied to, don't nobody know what the fuck you got going on.
And you also got to look at this. Everybody going to run their program their own way.
Right, right.
You can't get mad because they ain't running it the way you want to run it.
Now, that's something
Skin said a long time ago.
He said, I don't shit
after what you eat. What you eat don't make me shit.
But see, if you was just running that one motherfucking car, then nobody can't say shit. You ain't going to get bagged up.
You just running that one motherfucking car.
They go get bag up all the time, man. Listen, they get bag up all the time. They got 100 people in there, and I got people in my crew.
Hey, Stokes, how the song go? It's fine when they do it. But it's a problem when
right.
I do it.
Right.
Ooh, when they do it. Problem when I do it. Fuck them.
Fuck them.
Well, what the fuck is wrong with just saying, okay, I can't beat that fucking cop.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to try another one, you ain't going to even ask him like that.
Hey, Leon, I mean, hey, Chuck, it hurt a motherfucker feeling worse even when you agree with him. Motherfucker, you scared of me. I sure am. Oh, motherfucker, you ain't worse. I sure don't.
Money, hold on, but listen.
20.
I told the man, hold on, listen, y'all. I told the man, I'll raise my head up. All he got to do is clear me with my own car. Now, what's the problem with that?
Hey, man, that's
I don't know. That's part of the negotiation. You got to negotiate with that man.
That wasn't the question I was asking. The question I was asking, why motherfuckers just won't go back? If they think they got away or something different. That's what I was asking.
Well, I'm trying
everybody
to get a man what he wants. He said he wants to run his head up.
Every motherfucker on this phone that got a car can phone a friend.
And they
you
do. They do.
So.
They work the fuck out them phones.
I'm not telling you. My phone better not ring. I'm going to flush that shit. Watch this.
Hey. Honestly, I mean, I know a lot of people don't re-race people, some be wrong, car fucked up or something. I thought the coolest shit, now this is just me, I thought the coolest shit all year was DD and Gerald running each other back to back to back. Them motherfuckers went at it 3-4 fucking times for little money, but they was having fun.
Mm-hmm.
And they ain't give a fuck. Ain't nobody say, well, I whooped you with this one. I lost with this one. I'm going to get the next one. They just ran
hey, Chuck,
back
hey, Chuck, and let me tell you something else that's fucked
up.
If a person don't think that they can whoop you, then they put the bet sky high. If I know, you know I ain't going to run for nothing, $1,000, $500, $750. Okay, if I get some people with me, then the pot might go up. But if I'm only going to race you for that 750, then come get this 750. Motherfucker tell you, I'll bet 2 on 10. You ain't going to never hear me say no shit like that. I don't give a fuck if I win the lottery. I ain't doing that. I ain't betting 1 on 5 and 2 on 10 because I ain't got it like that. If I had a car like yours, Chuck, or a car like Tate's, a car like Big Eddie's, well, I got that motherfucker in there and I got a bag in it, then I might try to race to get some more money back. But everybody ain't racing like that. A lot of them do this shit for fun, do it for a hobby.
That's right. They got to understand it's still a hobby. It's still a hobby, but it's different levels to that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah. Don't
Chuck. Let me ask you this question.
And try to race level 2 motherfuckers because it ain't going to work.
Chuck, let me ask you this question. If a motherfucker shooting at you with a 9mm and you get a chance to turn the corner, is you going to go back around there and see if you got any more bullets?
Man, he going to lay the fuck out.
Hey. Or he's shooting at your ass down the street with a high-power rifle, and you up your little 22. You think you're going to be able to hit him and get him up off your ass? No, you keep running.
Hell no. You can't.
Man.
But
man,
I'm just
Tell me about this motherfucking grudge race.
This motherfucker's jumping on the wrong type of cars that's in their class. You see what I'm saying?
Motherfucking ass man.
And
you can't tell what is what with the new technology, man. These brand new cars,
you can
fuck out of
them. Race them and say, I'll run you, and then you ask for a spot. That's the wrong thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Just say, hey, man.
Some motherfuckers will have more than you, and you still can't get a spot. Some motherfuckers got nitrous and you run on a motor. You tell a motherfucker, let me start the race off. Oh, no. I'm going to give you the back tie. What the fuck is that going to do?
Yeah, I mean,
your
motherfucker
horsepower in a can. As soon as you hit the button, you gone. We got to build up horsepower with these motor cars. Let us start the race. Oh no, y'all trying to rob. Wait a minute, how?
I mean, you know, it's plenty of ways to race, but some people be just saying some crazy
some
shit.
Some horsepower cars
is
faster than nitrous cars. That's why, motherfucker.
Oh,
that shit was
shit.
Easy to explain. Uh-oh. What are you talking about?
Uh-oh.
That's the dumbest shit I ever heard in my fucking life, Chuck. You know goddamn well some horsepower cars will beat the fuck out some nitrous cars. But let them start the race. That ain't automatically instant. No, that's the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my fucking life. But guess who's saying it, though?
It's about
a motherfucker that got a Pontiac. The motherfuckers, the Pontiac boys that been on horsepower all their life. That sounds good to motherfuckers. Nigga, AJ Cox faster than the cucumber. That means we supposed to give him the break?
That ain't what that means, Ken. Like we said before you came out, it's about the motherfucking negotiation. It's about the negotiations, Ken. Like I said before, it's about the negotiations. Now, it might be some motherfuckers with nitrous cars. That whoop nitrous cars. Think about this, Ken. That race that I seen was a good race between Vic and that motherfucking Camaro. That Camaro was a motor car. Vic was a nitrous car. They got up there. They tried.
It's some guys
that have motor cars, and you know who you picking, Skin, to get down with. The point that I'm making is this. If you know you got a motherfucker, you'll take a gamble. If you think you got a motherfucker covered, you might give him a spot. Let me give you this example. Okay, let me give you this example, Skin. When we race Rob, Rob is faster than AJ. We race Rob. We fuck Rob up. You turn right around with the cucumber set right next to him. You got away by the hair off your ass. You didn't go back.
When they said go back, you said, I need a spot.
You gotta let me finish my statement before you get to cut me off. How can you tell me I'm finished with the statement and I'm still talking?
Go ahead.
Like I said, we raised Rob. You said Rob was faster than us. We whooped him. You still tried us with the cucumber. You beat us by a hair. We said, let's go back. What did you say? Oh, man, I was looking in your face. You got to give me the break. How? When you just whooped his head up. What sense does that make? Explain that to me. Yes, you are.
Hey, Skin,
when you hear me say I'm finished talking, that means I'm done, sir.
I said I'm finished talking. Okay, now, can I talk without you interrupting, sir? First of all,
go ahead,
I only was talking about what I heard you say. We wasn't talking about no AJ or none of that shit. I just heard you say that a motherfucker with nitrous should get that acting too much. A motherfucker with horsepower, they should give up the break. That's what I heard you say. That's all I heard you say. I was only responding to what I heard you say. Now, let's get into the details about the goddamn, you want to get into the AJ shit. Because I knew AJ was faster than me. When I took off, I had the bus when I took off. He let me go. His car stumbled in the gate. I was going 2-3 cars. The man caught me looking at me in my motherfucking face. I was stupid for asking for a break because I already had the motherfucking break. Damn fool. So what the fuck you mean? What sense do it make? I wasn't going back here. You know I got more than any motherfucker you know. You know if I thought I could win, I'd go back here and up you goddamn idiot.
Okay,
Skin, are you finished?
Let me know when you finish. Let's see how long you gonna take before you finish. Go ahead.
Why are you still talking? Shut the fuck up, man.
I'm not finished yet. Now, motherfucker, you know I like the gamble more than any motherfucker, nigga. You y'all been robbed for $2,200, and I said, I knew that Rob Cobb fucked up for your information. It didn't have nothing to do with he faster than y'all or he faster than me. I ran you because Rob didn't do anything. So stop lying, talking like y'all beat Rob flat out. He ran down there full throttle. No, he didn't do none of that. So I thought I could win. I got up there. AJ said, I ain't going to even look at the tree. I ain't going to even push the tree. I would probably let you go anyway. I said, So I got up there. Freed the man cop stumbled. Then he got back on that bitch and damn near caught me. He was looking at me in my fucking face. I ain't even know who was. They told me the fucking light come on. So we came back. All I was doing, y'all only ran me for $2,500. I tried to run y'all for $4,400 because y'all ran Rob for $2,200. Now, I still ain't finished. Now, I said, hey, man, I'll try y'all again. Give me the break. He said, hell no, big ass money with his dumb ass. We just ran you here. Why would we give you the break? And we just ran you here. I said, all that sounds good, motherfucker. Go in the huddle with your man. You know the cops stumbled. You know the man, goddamn it, I was gone 2-3 cars. The man gobbled my ass up. I can't win with the break, but I'm going to gamble at you, motherfucker. Y'all didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. And I wasn't running head up. Y'all tried to run me back head up. I said no. It ain't no different than when Chuck ran Leon. Leon fucked him up. He knew he had something he couldn't win. He didn't go back. You ain't going to go back if you don't think you can win. So why don't you understand? I'm the one had me and them run you on motor. Run AJ on motor. Y'all damn near beat the fuck out of him. AJ swerving and got out the gas. We ain't running back, motherfucker. We can't win. But why don't you understand, motherfucker?
Hey, Skin, you just, hey, Skin, let me know when you finish. Let me know when you finish.
I'm finished.
You finished now? Okay.
Yep.
That was the original question. Why when a motherfucker raised, why they don't go back? Do they think that they couldn't win, or do they think that they had something sweet, or they just want you to wear the ass with it? You just answered the original question because you came in on the ass.
Okay. I didn't know.
You just answered the question. Thank you.
I appreciate it. But like I said, I only came on and heard you say what you said.
Right,
I got to
right.
That don't mean that.
Right.
Because it's a whole bunch
right.
of horsepower cars or beat the dog shit out of Nike cars.
Hey, Skin, we know that.
Oh, okay.
But like you said, if you got a nitrous car and you know you got a horsepower car covered, you know you got them covered. In order to get the race going, you get him up. He say he needs the brake. You know you got his ass covered with the brake. You ain't going to sit there and argue with him. You going to do just like Ken normally do. Motherfucker, get up there. Leave when you feel like it, motherfucker. Where you going?
Yeah, but guess what? Let me throw the little catch in there so it can make me look bad. If you only trying to run for 500 or G, I might say hell no. If you get it up there, motherfucker, I might give you the brake. But I ain't going to never say
yeah.
you got the break and you trying to run for $1,000. No, I'm going to say, hell
now,
no, motherfucker.
Now,
I'm going to run your ass.
That was the first question. Now, that was the first question. Grudge racing. If it's not no grudge racing because of folks are scared to race, or it ain't a lot of grudge racing because the money ain't right.
I only could answer for me, money. I can't answer
right.
for nobody else.
That's why
I don't
that's
know
why I'm
what
asking you that question.
Some motherfuckers, and look, it's both of them. Some motherfuckers don't want to race, and some motherfuckers, the money ain't right. And some motherfuckers,
okay.
it is. So, I mean, you know, she kept 22 money.
Okay, well, there you go. There you go. That was the first question. So you didn't ask them both. So you didn't ask them both. There you go. So you can ask
Chuck.
And this it is.
You can ask Chuck if I'm lying. Chuck said he wasn't running Terrio unless he run for $3,000. He said you got to get Skin your money. He should beat you, not Chuck. So was Chuck trying to battle race? Was he trying to battle race? Or
no.
was he standing on his principle? Let me finish for money. Was he standing on his principle? This bitch motherfucker talk too slick. I'm not finna go run my car, be the fuck my car for no motherfucking 1500 or no G. Suck my dick. You gotta have 3,000 better and get in that money, motherfucker. And when they got that money together, they ran and he beat his motherfucking ass. So all that other shit don't really mean nothing. Y'all killed me with all this, a motherfucker trying to battle race and all this.
Yeah.
I don't see Donnie getting up there for no fucking 2,000 and taking all that. So is Tate trying to battle race when he's had 2 on 2?
No.
No,
and that's
it.
No, and that's and
money,
Chuck
money.
Answered.
Hold on,
wait a minute, and
hey,
Chuck
on,
answered
money,
that question
money,
too.
But let me
Chuck,
just say something though for the
go
listeners
ahead.
That's on the phone, man. Cause all these bitch motherfuckers keep saying this pussy ass shit. Why y'all mad? Cause y'all ain't fortunate to bet 10,000 or 5,000. I ain't rich. I just want to make it worth my while, pussy motherfucker. Get up there. Somebody said, you bitches didn't say shit when Zay was running for 5,000 and he told me, get it up there. You bitches sucking Zay dick. But now, when Ian said, you trying to outbet a motherfucker, and Chuck said he drunk, he ain't all come up with all kind of shit. He trying to outbet. If motherfuckers start racing for a G500, it'll be a whole lot of racing going on.
Oh,
race this dick in your mouth. These motherfuckers retarded, man. Motherfuckers is entitled to race what the fuck they want to race for. I don't see Floyd Mayweather. Hold on. I don't see Floyd Mayweather getting in the ring for $1 million. Motherfucker, he got to get $300 million, motherfucker. Nigga, this who you is, nigga. This who you is and what you stand for. You stand Floyd Mayweather trying to battle fight when he said, I ain't 300 million, I'm not fighting this motherfucker.
But Skid, check this out. I don't see Floyd Mayweather being the motherfucking light heavyweight champion fighting a motherfucker that just put some boxing gloves on yesterday.
I don't understand what
he's fighting in his group. He ain't fighting no motherfucker that just started boxing Thursday. Listen to what, hold on. Let me get my point across. 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 Okay, let me get my point across. Let me get my point across before you shoot it down. Let me get my point across before you shoot it down. I heard what you said. Now, you use Tate. Now, Tate is, I'm going to just put it like this. Tate is a level 5 racing motherfucker. You ain't going to see Tate racing no level 1 motherfucker like Jeremiah with the Ghost. You ain't gonna never see that.
I don't know what you're talking about, but it has nothing
what,
to do
okay,
with
let me
I'm
explain
about.
It. Let me
it
explain it to you.
To what
when
about.
You let me explain it. Let me explain it to you. You said about the money. You said, do you see Tate racing his motherfucking car?
No,
for,
I did
for
not.
For 500
no, or 1,000. You got it all wrong, money. That's not
what
the
did
fuck
you just
I
say?
Said. I said you motherfuckers.
What did he
say?
Hold on. What did he just
race?
Say, Chuck?
Please,
what did he just
man,
say, Chuck? What did he just say, Chuck? What did he just say, Chuck? He just said, you ain't going to never see Tate racing his motherfucking car or Donnie racing his car for $1,000. In the same token, you ain't going to never see Tate racing the Ghost against a motherfucker like Jeremiah in that region.
Hey, money, you're lying. I said 50 names before I said Zay. I mean, Tate name. You're lying.
You said, motherfuckers talking about the money. You said you ain't gonna never see Chuck racing for no thousand dollars. You said, right, exactly, and I'm trying to give you an example, and you talking loud, and you ain't listening. You got to listen. You want a motherfucker to listen to you, Skid. You got to listen too sometimes. You ain't going to never see, like you said, Chuck said he was going to raise Terrio. He was going to raise Terrio for $3,000. You right. He got it up there, and he knocked him out. And you said, you ain't going to never see Chuck. I mean, you ain't going to never see Donnie and Tate racing for no motherfucking $3,000. Right. They're going to have to get it up there. And I said, you're absolutely correct. You said, but like you said, you ain't going to never. You can use A2. They racing for 5,000. They racing for 5,000. Two on 10, one on five, and all that shit. But you ain't gonna never see Zay bring that motherfucking Camaro
and
race a motherfucker. Okay, I ain't trying to be relevant. You trying to talk loud because you don't want a motherfucker to hear that you ain't as smart as you think you is. I'm using the same examples that you use.
I bet you can't tell nobody else that. You don't even
I can't tell nobody nothing because you still talking. You over talking a motherfucker. I can't tell nobody shit. Because you like that old you like that old blues song. You talking loud and you ain't saying nothing.
I can't tell. You act like I was a minute ago.
No, I didn't. If you'd have let me get, my point across, you would have understood how stupid you sound. If you'd have listened, you could have heard how goofy you sounded. That's some goofy ass shit. That's some goofy ass shit. Oh, Tate, you think Tate gonna race his car for $1,000? No, Tate ain't got no $1,000 car. Hell no, Tate ain't gonna race it for $1,000. He locked
man,
the motherfuckers
the
in
out.
For $2,000. He ain't gonna race
man.
The fucking ghost for $1,000.
I hate y'all saying that. Ain't no motherfucker on here got no $1,000 car, motherfucker.
Nobody on here.
What the fuck is you talking about,
okay.
Man?
All right, ain't
no motherfucker on here got no
$1,000
car.
Like I said, you use your example. And a motherfucker finna punch holes in your example, and you want to talk loud and say nothing. Keep on talking.
Boy, you ain't punch holes.
Keep on talking,
shit.
Skin.
You
ain't talk,
smart
talk
enough,
a little louder, Skin. Skin, talk a little. I was smart enough to trick your dumb ass. I was smart enough to trick your goofy ass. I tricked your goofy ass out of your little money, and you can't stand it.
You can't ask me shit.
You
was
goofy.
Was I tricking y'all when I fucked y'all up? Was I tricking y'all when I fucked y'all up?
Hey, Skin, was we tricking you every time we fucked you up?
If you say so.
I'm asking you.
Yeah,
I ain't saying so. I'm asking you. Every time we fucked you up, did we trick
you?
Every time we fucked you up, did we trick you? Did we
you
trick
said
you?
That. I didn't say that. Mm-mm. I didn't say that. Nope. You
oh,
said
okay.
That.
That's why I know you didn't. That's why I asked the question. Like
you
asked
ask me
when you fucked. Like you asked
you
me. Like you asked me. You asked me. Was you tricking us when you fucked us up? I'm asking you the same question. Did we trick you when we fucked
you
up?
No, you asked me that first, dumbass.
No, I didn't, stupid motherfucker. Can you listen to this stupid motherfucker? He said,
man,
was he tricking when he fucked us up? That's a stupid motherfucker.
You
talk so much,
me.
You don't even remember
you
what the fuck you say. Hey, man. Hey, Eddie. You hear this stupid shit?
Yeah.
Man,
he just said this shit, and then he turned around and said, I said it first. That motherfucker talk loud and talk stupid because he don't even remember what the fuck he say out of his own mouth.
Ask Stokey who said it first, motherfucker. You
Stokey, who said it first? Hey, Stokey, who said it first? Did he say, was you tricking, was I tricking y'all when I fucked y'all up? Who said that first?
Who said it first?
I'm asking him.
You did.
What did I say? Hold on, Skin. Because Stokes is going along to get along. What the fuck did I say first, Stokes? What did I say? What did I say, so? What did I say, so? Tell me what I said, so. Tell me what I said, so. So some bullshit. I said I tricked you. Then you said, did I trick y'all? I said I tricked you. You said, did.
I know how to resolve it. Hey, money. Let's bet some money, man, and we're going to go back and listen to the show.
Whoa.
Let's bet something. We're going to go back and listen to the show and say who said
hey,
somebody first.
Hey, Skin. I said I tricked you. You said you tricked y'all. Y'all is more than one, dumb motherfucker. Get you a book, man. Y'all is more than one. You said I tricked y'all.
I'm Okay, and I tell y'all is a team, motherfucker.
Yeah,
all
right. And I didn't use the team reference, stupid. I said me and you. You said y'all first, dumbass. I said you first, stupid motherfucker. Reading is fundamental, and comprehension is key. You ain't comprehending, you got a comprehension problem.
Yeah, so do.
All right, man, we gone. Go ahead, Stokes. You served your purpose. Thank you, Stokes.
No.
You kicked it off a little bit, Stokes. You served your purpose.
Nigga.
Go ahead.
You gonna call me
on the back line like everybody else do? We gonna have some back line conversation. Yeah.
Hey, money. Can I ask you a question? What is this? Get along and go along shit y'all be talking about. Just explain it to me.
Let me tell you what the go along and get along shit is. Hold on, Chuck. The other money gonna answer. Go on, other money. Go on, other money. Go on, other money. Tell him what he said. Hold on, Chuck. The other money gonna tell you.
Go on, other money.
Chuck, the mini money gonna say something.
They say money. Because if he asks you a question and me and him disagreeing on something and you agree with me, he gonna say you going along to get along.
No, Chuck. The mini money said it wrong. I want to explain to you because you asked big money. You didn't ask mini money. So big money gonna tell you what they mean by that. You got certain people that'll get on the phone. You got certain people that'll get on the phone, and because a motherfucker want to go along and get along to be in a motherfucker's graces. Now, I said that to say this. I wasn't saying that to Stokey because I know Stokey just kicking out bullshit for the show. But you got some motherfucker. If a motherfucker come on here and a motherfucker, like, I'm going to say Skin and me. If I come on this motherfucker and I say the sky is blue and water is wet, and Skin say, no, it ain't. You got some motherfuckers that'll get on this phone and they'll get technical and say, hold on, Stokes. You got some motherfuckers that get on this phone and say, well, money, technically, water ain't wet because the molecular molecules and the oxygen in and that bullshit kick off in order for a motherfucker to go along to get along. That's what I mean by that. Now, if Skin, I ain't mad at you because you got some motherfuckers that'll get on here and Skin say, hey, man, fire is cold. And you say another motherfucker that ain't got no weight or they think don't know shit, they'll say, motherfucker, fire is hot. They'll say, Skin, technically, fire is cold because if you just wave your hand over it, it won't burn as fast. It ain't going along to get along. That's what they mean by that shit.
Wait a minute, man.
That's what they mean by that.
Yeah.
If that's true, I'm glad I got motherfuckers to go along to get along. I'm going
to
go
find
life,
boy. Check this out. I wouldn't want to do that because I'd rather a motherfucker talk to me because I might be dumb and might not know and might think it's for real. I might think what I'm saying is law. Let a motherfucker explain it to me. Some motherfuckers know it ain't real and know it ain't true, and them motherfuckers go down the rabbit hole anyway.
Just give me a brief example of somebody that's be on the show that's a go along and get along person.
Hey, Chuck, you trying to kick off some bullshit to get your ratings up. Only thing I can tell you to do is every Monday through Friday on the morning show between the hours of 6:05 a.m.
and motherfucking 105 a.m. You can hear it. You can figure it out for yourself. Just listen.
Hey, Chuck, you can get on here Monday through Friday, and then when you don't hear, then what? Money gonna say you a bad motherfucker when you never hear that shit. Money gonna say, you got to be a dumb motherfucker.
Hey, Skid, I ain't gonna say that because when Chuck hears, that shit is gonna be so obvious, he ain't gonna be able to deny it.
If they're going to say, they're going to have it real motherfucking good, Chuck.
Hey, Chuck, you ain't gonna have to worry about if you hear it or not. You ain't gonna have to worry about if you hear it or not. That shit gonna be so obvious. Motherfucker, you can't help but to hear. You gonna be like, I can't believe that motherfucker said that.
Hey, Chuck. You can go right now to the church and one motherfucker like a nigga named Money will say, no, they going along to get along with the pastor. But everything you heard him say is not all right to you. So
I ain't saying it's just with you, Skin. I'm saying period. It depends on what circle of motherfucker run in. Some motherfuckers are going along to get along just to keep shit going.
And guess what?
It ain't just you.
And I'm gonna say this: since you did use me, I got to keep it real. I didn't hurt you going along to get along with motherfuckers, nigga. With Rob.
You done hurt me going along to get along with who? Put a name on it. Put a name on it. With who?
Hey, Money. Hold on. I take that back. I don't. You and you might not have been going, but that's what I feel. So I'm a dummy.
Oh.
It felt it, just like you feel.
Oh.
I felt it.
Okay.
I felt
all right, then. I'll accept that ball here.
Look, whatever they were saying, it sounded wrong to me. So when you went with them, I felt you were going along to get along.
Well, Ken, I accept that. I accept that, Ken, because if somebody explained it to me and I see what I was saying was wrong, I'm going to be the first motherfucker to say, I didn't see it like that, but you're right. I'll be the first one to say that.
I believe that you know this. If somebody was going along to get along with me and I found out that shit was wrong, I would call you and say, that shit was wrong, Money. Hey, Money, I was wrong, motherfucker. Them motherfuckers, you're right. They must have been going along to get along, or they didn't know.
I'll agree with that too. I mean, look, it could be 10 people think this way
and 10 people think that way. It don't have to be equal, but let's just go on an equal playing field. 10 of y'all could think one way and us 10 think this way. Do that mean the motherfucker going along to get along? Nine going along to get along? No, Skin, but let me say this.
It could be 10 motherfuckers thinking my way. It could be 10 motherfuckers thinking your way. But a motherfucker can pull it up in the book and read it word for word verbatim. And the motherfucker still say, it's all about the interpretation because what you got to realize, what Skin said, that's what I mean when I say a motherfucker going along to get along. You can pull it up in the book and read the shit in black and white.
Hey, Money, if I told him the sky was purple and that's what they believe,
But Skin, if you got a hard fact in the book that say the sky is blue, and you said it's purple, but a motherfucker want to be in the in crowd, the motherfucker will make up everything to make your statement valid.
Then somebody write the book, it can be wrong. Might be wrong.
Yeah. It's all about interpretation.
So, Money, you saying motherfuckers that go along to get along ain't got no thoughts by themselves. They just need a leader to ride with, right?
They need a motherfucker to put that carrot in front of their nose and walk them to the edge of the water and make them drink.
Oh,
yes,
that's exactly
what the fuck I'm saying.
Come on, now.
Oh, okay. Hey, check this out.
And this ain't nothing against Skin, but I'm gonna call Skin the Pied Piper. Cause Skin, goddammit, will take that motherfucking flute and walk a whole bunch of motherfuckers through the city, and they'll be walking through listening to the music. Yes. Yes.
Listen to that.
Yes. That motherfucker Skin is a Pied Piper. That motherfucker Skin is a Pied Piper. Skin to play that flute, and a motherfucker will close their eyes and walk right off the cliff just because they listen to the music.
Saying,
yes.
You saying Skin is a Jim Jones, huh?
Y'all
say
I'm right. Yep.
Hey, can I ask you a question, Money? Can I ask you a question,
Money? Go ahead, Skin.
People do this. See, because I see this a lot. If I think that everybody going along to get along with you, Chuck, in my mind,
yeah.
I'm set to prove you wrong, or I'm set to anything you say, I'm going to go against it because everybody else going along to get along, so fuck it. I'm just going to always be against you. That's why
he's
against me, Chuck.
Hey, Ken. Hey, you got a lot of motherfuckers that'll do that too, just to call with you.
Everybody going along to get along with me, so Money just gonna automatically be against whatever I say.
Yeah,
come on,
yeah.
Money. Don't do me like that, Money.
Yeah. Hey, Ken. You got a lot of motherfuckers that'll go against you just because it's you. Yeah. A lot of motherfuckers will go against me because it's me. A lot of motherfuckers will go against Tim House because it's Tim House. A lot of motherfuckers will do it just to be on the opposite. It's just like a battery. In order to have a positive, you always got to have a negative.
Man, that's crazy to me, Money. Don't do that, Money. Don't do me like that. Why you
gonna
give me money?
Oh, no. Hey, Ken, it's been some shit that you done said sometimes, and I didn't agree with you. It's been some shit that you done said sometimes, and I didn't win against you. That's one thing about me.
Though.
I'm not gonna
guess
go along
though.
To get along. Yeah.
Guess what, though? You normally agree with me when we on the phone by ourselves.
Not all the time. Hey, Skin, not all the time. Me and you done had some motherfucking arguments on the phone one-on-one.
Here's just what I see, and I could be wrong. I could be retired.
I'm mad. What I miss.
This is what I see.
Hold on, Leon. We having a conversation, Leon. Hold on.
This is what I see.
What y'all talking about there, Money? Don't cut me off.
Hold on, Leon. God damn, you don't see what we talking about. Shit.
Well, shut up and go and talk.
This is what I see, Money. I see this is what I be saying. This ain't just you. This ain't against you, Money. This is against a whole bunch of motherfuckers. This is what I see. I see, like, if you having a conversation, like you was having a conversation on the Eddie Show, and you was talking about something, and then Skin come in and disagree, motherfuckers want to go to my hand. Everything I say is wrong because I disagreed with them. But I want to sit there and let you talk and agree with you.
I done seen some motherfuckers that'll come on, we'll be talking and you'll agree with me, and motherfuckers will come on and kick off some bullshit. Why you agree with him, Skin? I can't believe you did that. They'll still kick off bullshit. Like Lil Will. Lil Will, a motherfucker do that. I can't believe you agreed with him, Skin. That motherfucker Money ain't did this. And here, come in and be negative just to disagree. I done seen that shit, too.
Oh, yeah. I seen
that too. Hey, Money. Hey, Money.
Yeah, Chuck.
Money. This is Leon. He on the phone. He got a whole
Let me ask Leon this question. Hey, Leon, since you came in and said you back what you missed, let me tell you stinking ass what you missed. We was on the phone earlier, and they were talking about people grudge racing, and when a motherfucker win a race, motherfucker don't want to go back. Did they not go back because they was lucky, or did they not go back because they know they ain't got to win, and they want to hold on to that shit? Leakin,
like
which one is it?
What
Leakin.
Leon don't want to answer that question.
Yeah, I'm out of there.
He don't want to answer that question. Because the next question I was going to ask him is, come on, there you go.
I'm sitting there talking, and I'm on my phone on mute. I say some people don't want to go back because they can't win. Some people don't want to go back because they don't want to lose that money. They got lucky.
Okay,
I told Chuck, I said, Chuck, whatever happened, I ain't running you back. Whatever happened. So, I mean, that's right.
He brought that up. That's why I was asking. Another question was brought up about you, and I want to ask you, and hopefully that other person will come off of mute. A gentleman said they wanted to race you, and they said they got a vehicle in your category. They say you got two death rolls on your car. They got two systems on theirs. Y'all both damn near the same. Why the fuck you dodging the race? He said he'll run you. Only thing he wants you to do is clear him, and you ducking that motherfucking ass whooping. Now I'm asking Leon, what do you think about that, Leon?
And then hopefully the guy come off of mute and say who he was.
Come on.
Okay, first of all, you sound like you want me. I'm already in law. Why do I have to build my car to give up a spot to people? Ain't nobody never gave me no spot since I've been racing. So why should
I? Leon, but guess what was the key thing, though? Guess what was the key thing he said? He just said y'all got identical cars. So why the fuck you got to give up a spot?
Right. Hold on, money.
Whoever this person is, you said they cars the same. He got two kids. Let me give it to you a little better.
I'm going to use me and Chuck as an example. Chuck talk a lot of shit, but me and Chuck got up there, and I didn't give no fuck. I just wanted to race. But Chuck don't get on the phone and say, Leon got some junk. Somebody else junk. Leon ain't shit. His car ain't shit. He got some raggedy-ass cars. But you didn't watch me so long, now you need a spot. I done raised Chuck. Chuck ain't never said nothing like that. We don't even hold a grudge against each other with no racing. Sometimes them people hold a grudge against me because I'm putting the work in, and I done whooped the motherfucker ass. So why should I have to give up something? You say I got junk. If I tell Chuck he got some junk, what the hell did he like getting this spot for?
I like that.
Chuck on this phone to tell you I ain't never called this car no raggedy, slow-ass car, and I knew I ain't have a chance, but I just want the race. And I told him, I said, whatever happens, I ain't racing you back, so whatever happens,
so
I'm going to accept that.
So Leon,
we don't lose
the
draw.
What you saying, Leon, is the person that's asking for the spot, they was talking about your car saying it was some junk and all
they
that.
They always
and now they asking for a
that,
spot.
Hey, listen, Terry on that car. Terry on that car, they say that car ain't never been shit. That car, Terry, had ain't never been shit. Every time he come to Chicago with that car always breaks something. It don't go down the track. He got some junk. Now, that's his opinion. Let him voice his opinion how he want to. But when you want to get your ass up here, that opinion don't mean shit. Stop begging. Get your ass up here. Now you want to go get somebody else's car. You want to go get somebody else's car to whoop me with. I thought I had some junk. If I know a motherfucker got some junk, I'm at their ass. I ain't going to get nobody else's car. So, money. I don't have to give nobody shit for the ass whooping. You
hey,
know, if you got
Leon.
Some junk, you got no better bag.
Hey, Leon.
You
hey, money.
Hey, Leon.
Exactly
thank you very
I
much
did.
For clearing that up. Hopefully that person who put that out there heard that explanation. And he's good with it.
Why don't you just tell him it was Preacher Boy said that shit?
I'm right here, guys. All they got to do is space me. Hey, you want to run me. All they got to do is space me. I got a truck in this class.
No. Hey, Preacher Boy. I ain't never tried to run you. Let me try to put down, brother. You said I had some junk. So when you said I had some junk, I like to clean that up. But you ain't going to clean up with a spot. That's all.
I said I run your head up. You got to clear me, man.
I'm not going to clear you.
You
with ain't going to give
you
nothing, man.
You said he's going to run you.
What do I got? I got a truck that's on a plate system. I'm going to beat your ass with.
Hey, I don't care what you got. You can race it till you turn blue. I can go get somebody's truck too to run you. They run your truck. I don't want to go get nobody's truck.
Be all field. Go get a truck that's all field with a conventional head mode in it on a plate system. I'm gonna beat the fuck out of you, man.
I don't class race. I
damn,
class race.
Now they showing motors.
You what you just said?
They showing motors now.
You, I told you what I got.
Okay. You what he just said?
I told you what I got.
See, that's what I was be saying, and they get mad at me because there's a lot of contradicting going on. Preacher boy,
no. I told
you
what I got.
You don't never ask what's
got.
Under nobody's hood or nothing. Oh, okay. You just told him, man, he got to show you a conventional head. He got to be all still. You just told him that. Everybody heard you, Preacher boy.
You
all you do is got to bet some money. We go back and listen to the show. You just told that man. He said he could go get a truck and whoop y'all with. You said it gotta be all steel with a conventional head mode in it. That's what you just said. Now I'm not retired, but is that what he just said, money?
I'm gonna
that's
be like,
money.
That's what I heard.
You
that's
don't
what
want to
I heard.
This shit, money. Come on, let's see if you're going along
that's
to get
what I
on,
heard.
Motherfucker. Come on,
that's,
money.
I just told you, motherfucker, that's what I heard.
He just told me how money he had to have. And he contradicted himself.
Like I said, that's what I heard.
That's what I heard.
Want to be technical, you got it wrong. You left out the plate system. Oh, yeah, and a plate system and all that. I'm just saying, I ain't add all the ballistics. But he, this man said all kind of shit. But
that's
he
what I
just
heard.
Was on the phone wanting me to vouch for him. Skin, have I ever asked
you
for
I
don't care what no
hey,
nigga got.
Hey, Skin. Now, Leon, I mean, I'm sorry. Hey, Skin, let me do this for Chuck. Hey, Chuck. Now, if I came right on and said, well, that ain't what he said, Skin. You misconstrued what he said. Then I would have been going along to get along. There go your example.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't go along to get along. What he said and what
said,
I heard, I disagree with. I disagree with Skin. That's what the fuck I heard. That's not going
that's
along to
I
get
heard.
Along. Skin said,
that's
that what
I
you heard.
Heard?
Yes, it is.
That's what I heard. What I heard.
Just told that man what he got to have if he go get this truck that he said he can go get. Now.
And that's what I heard.
That's what he said.
That's what I heard.
What he said now. But he claimed he don't tell nobody what he put in their car. Now you lying. Now. You lying, preacher boy. You're lying.
Now you didn't.
So you didn't got to answer Chuck to every question
you threw out there at the beginning of the show.
Look, you didn't got all the answers. Hey money.
I heard
it all. When a motherfucker asked preacher boy what was under the hood, he said, "Can mammy?" I done heard him say all kind of shit. You bitches don't know what I got.
That's what I
know. But now he wanna know. But you wanna know what's under another motherfucker hood. That's contradicting
yourself. Hey, I don't wanna know what's under nobody's shit. You always running your motherfucking mouth. I don't give a fuck what Leon got.
But bitch, I keep telling you, bitch, he be in it then. If I keep running it, bitch, he be in it when you see. That'll kill me. You on a national motherfucking show and talking about somebody running their mouth. That's what this show is about. To run your goddamn
like
mouth.
Like I said, man, I'm going to take that truck, a conventional head
that
truck,
man
with a
man your name up. Money runs your name up, man. You said what? You said what?
Fly.
I'm
hitting
you with the Tony Ray.
Hey, Skin.
Always got a damn opinion
on Hey, Skin, if you said bet. I didn't bring his name up. Now, if you want to bet $50, we can go back and listen to the show.
Chuck said, why you just don't say it's preacher boy?
No, I'm talking about you brought the situation up. That's what I meant. You brought the situation up. That's what I meant to say. You brought it up, and then Chuck went on and put a name on it.
I brought up the question.
You brought it up, though. That's what I meant, man. I apologize.
I brought it up.
You did not say his name. You did not
Money. Hey, money.
Yeah, Chuck.
Why beat around the bush when we all on the fucking phone? Just say who said it.
But that's what I'm. But hold on, Chuck. Can I ask you a question? Hey, Chuck. You right. Beat around the bush? So ain't this a talk show? Y'all didn't beat around the bush. Y'all said the man's name. Why he say y'all run y'all mouth too much? You see what I'm saying? How the fuck am I running my mouth too much? And this bitch motherfucker just said he gotta have a conventional head and all that shit, man. How am I running my mouth too much? You stipulating your race. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Girl, like you
I'm
just telling you, you're lying.
Listen. He said he's going to get a truck like
mine.
I
know what he
I said, what if I go get a truck?
He said he
like,
can go
like
get
you,
a truck. He might can go get a
truck.
If he go get something like you or something like that. And then you said, long as he got a conventional head, once all this shit, whatever you said, all still. And all I'm saying is,
if it's like me, it's got to sit like me.
But you're not listening. Preacher boy. But you still ain't listening.
Oh,
all I said was you told me that you don't look under nobody's hood. You don't care what nobody got.
I don't.
So how
you
got to look like
you? You ain't never seen me look under nobody's hood. You ain't never
seen
me look under nobody's hood.
How you going to know you got a conventional head then?
Well, how you know what I got then? You say, I ain't got what you got. You say, you don't have what I got. So, if this you haven't been doing something.
Oh, shit.
You put your shit on Facebook, clown.
Oh, shit.
I can be all the names calling you want, call me. But you ain't got nothing to whoop me with. You got to go get. That's how I know I'm a bad motherfucker, because you got to go get something to whoop me. I ain't got to go get shit. That's the same car you said is junk. It ain't nothing.
Shit, you
everything Perry had, he break
you
when he come
drive
up here.
He might can't whoop
you
with that.
And you did all that watching until you realized, you know what it was, Chuck? Chuck, you really know what it was? Ever since me and you raced, a motherfucker always going to size it us up. Ever since me and you raced, they know I ain't nothing to fuck around with. You know you going to have to get something with me. Show that.
Yeah. But damn, Leon, you ain't whoop nobody.
You know
whooping
that.
Hey, Leon, whooping Chuck, you ain't proved nothing.
Hey,
Eddie, hold on.
I'm talking to Leon, man.
This punk motherfucker is running this motherfucking show ain't racing shit. So don't even listen to his ass. All right, go ahead, Leon.
Hey, look, I stopped racing mother with that drop-top Camaro in 2015. I got videos from 15 all the way 18 before I started getting my ass whooped. I win one, I lose one. I put the work in. I ain't got to go get nobody car. I work and do what I'm supposed to do to man. That's what made me run chucks. I didn't care what happened. I just want the race. We was at the track. We raced. I ain't get no spots from Chuck. I ran him head up. If they say I got lucky. But I told him, I don't want to run him no more. I can't whoop that. I got lucky. I'm a man of mad. I can say when I don't want to race that I can't win. I ain't going to keep on beating around no bush thinking a motherfucker going to give you something because Christmas is on his way. If you can't get it for Christmas, you damn make sure to get it in June, July, and August.
That's what you need to, listen, Leon, punk ass Eddie.
They got six more days to try to get it. They can't get it. In 6 days, they can't get it.
You know, hey, Money, you and Big Eddie been two people, the first people I see when I come down through there. I be racing my ass off. I ain't sitting there begging for shit. So I ain't gonna give no motherfucker nothing. Because as long as I've been racing that Camaro, ain't nobody gave me no spot. I fought for
that
Who gave me a spot with that drop top?
Nobody.
You race that motherfucker, then you blow that little 10-speed bike horn when you won. It pissed me off that day. Took my money out of my pocket.
Man, I'm on the spot.
Motherfucker gonna race, then gonna come by and blow that motherfucker horn out of you. Go, what the fuck?
My bad,
hey, Money.
I ain't mean no harm, Money.
Hey, Money, what Chuck get on me for? I ain't said nothing about Chuck, man. Why you getting
you
on me?
Put that little slow-ass shit you got in there, man. No, nobody don't give a fuck about that shit.
Oh, man.
Same Money can beat you with his truck. So what the fuck?
Don't do that, Chuck.
Damn.
Don't do that, Chuck.
Damn, I don't mind Money whooping me as long as you don't whoop me.
Money,
I'm,
don't you
I'm
never
good.
Let me get on no phone, Money, and hear them words come out your mouth about I'm scared. You know I race
the
motherfucker.
Hey, Leon.
Know that.
I was. This is what I heard, so I had to hear it from out of your mouth. I had to hear it from you.
Hey,
Money, every time somebody lie on me, don't you know I always either give you the correct answer or give you some proof?
That's the reason.
Have I lied to you?
Who said you were scared?
I'm going to say it like Scratch said. I tried to get it from the horse's mouth. I don't want to talk to the horse's ass. That's when I talked to you. I wanted to see what the fuck was going on. So you clear it up.
Hey, Money. But if two people on this phone and a son bitch holler about racing, if we got oil pressure, we gone. We ain't begging. We gone.
Oh,
I don't count your skin because you street race. Chuck, a motherfucker say something about racing Chuck, and Chuck going to tell him, get their ass to the nearest track. I'm going to tell him the same damn thing. Before they know it, they're going to say, we don't race at this track. They got to have blue. They got to have this. I ain't never heard Chuck say no shit like that. He just gone away. That's
you ain't never heard me say
that
blue or nothing.
I'm just telling Money.
Thug in my pamper and put it in my mouth.
So. Hey, goddamn drop top set up in this garage on Jack's head.
Leon, listen.
I'm on top.
I heard that, Chuck.
We got all summer. We'll figure it out.
Nah, ain't nothing to figure it out.
Chuck,
when you get ready
that,
one race, we're going to run head up. Ain't no spot. Ain't none of that. You're going to take your head up.
No spot.
Ain't no spot. No spots, no clear, no gap, or none of that. I'm going to go run your head up. Either I'm going to beat the hell out of you, or you're going to beat the hell out of me. But long as I got all that extra shit up there, it's going to be hard to whoop over here.
Hey, Leon, I don't want you to take that off the top.
I like to get prepared when I come to race. I did this like that. Get prepared. These boys ain't fucking around.
I don't want you to take nothing off.
Oh,
I don't want you to do nothing to be in the race. Off the trailer, like you said.
Hey, Eddie.
Yeah.
And through the grapevine, I heard Leon say, you bring your pipe, gonna fuck you right up. That's what I heard.
Yeah. He probably will.
Hey, Chuck, I just sold out, Chuck.
I'm back. What you just did, Chuck? I'm back.
I heard, like I said,
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck if anybody on this show whoop my ass but Chuck. I don't give a fuck what you got.
Damn.
Hey, motherfucker. If you ever raise me, you ain't never coming out the hospital. I'm going to tell you not.
I'm at home right now. My partner's wrong with you. I'm at home now.
I came home yesterday, but I'm here. Ain't going
to
be a dummy and try and lock you in for the first day because you ain't going to show up any motherfucking way. So I'm just going to I'm just
And when I do, you get in the shootout and then say you gotta leave. So what the fuck?
Hey, man.
We get together one day.
Damn motherfucking shootout in my life. No
what
more.
Well, hey, Chuck, I'm gonna say this to you.
Hey, Chuck, ain't nothing wrong with getting in the shootout because sometimes when we get to the track, we just be wanting to race. And some people don't understand that, though. Ain't nothing wrong with the shootout.
Right.
If that's what you want to do, go right ahead on. But that's what you built that summit to do, to go race.
I ain't getting no shootouts because I was robbed.
Uh-oh.
Reds didn't want to do nothing after you got out that shootout, but go home, motherfucker.
Well, you already know I was going home. But I'm just saying, I was robbed. I don't want to do it no more. I ain't trying to fuck up nobody else getting their rape.
I got you on that, man. Well, I ain't had no control. I ain't had no control over that, Chuck.
I'm telling you how I felt. I didn't want to fuck up nobody else.
I understand. I put my shit in the trail and went on. Yeah, sure did. I understand, man.
No, I'm just,
but I'm
that's
just,
all
I just want to remind you that you got ass whooping coming. That's all.
No,
I can't do nothing about that.
No, I'm telling you not. If I race, I win, I expect to get paid. I didn't get paid. I took my ass home.
Well, you didn't get all your money, but you got some of it.
It don't matter, man. I ain't going back to jail for a fucking $1,000. If you don't understand,
I know that's
Chuck,
right.
Chuck, what race you won? Chuck, what race you won? They didn't pay you.
That sham race.
Why? What happened? Why you didn't get paid?
They split his money. They split his money without him agreeing to it, and he won the race.
Oh, they split it. Now, well, if he won it, it shouldn't have been no split. He should have won the money. That's what you
mean.
You want to go up there and
race for. Leon, I just put it like this. We was in a shootout because I wasn't doing nothing. I red lit. Dude ran behind me, crossed the lane, all behind me.
He lost.
They
right.
say I didn't win.
What?
I'm just telling you. It was a shootout. It's track rules. I couldn't get paid, so I just left.
Some people don't know the rules,
you
man.
Red
as they've been out there
you
the
red
year,
lit,
they still
and he
don't
crossed.
Know.
You red lit, Chuck, and then he crossed
yeah.
the lane. He went and he crossed the lane.
Yeah.
He should have lost. You won.
But that's the rule. Dude even said
that was, you should have won that.
It was an argument. I ain't want to fuck up nobody else's chances. And, you know, I got some stupid motherfuckers always be with me. I just said, let's just go home. And that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, you shouldn't have. Well, you just, hey, sometimes you got to stay in your place. That's what they always told me. You know, do what you love to do. You can't make everybody happy. That mother crossed that line, he should have lost. You should have took that money. That was up to you if you want to split. I think that you should have made that decision.
Hey, he asked me, the other dude asked me, did I want to split? I said no, because I ain't doing nothing but fucking off. I won the race by anybody's eyes. I didn't get paid. I left.
We just, I don't know, man. This racist shit, man. I'm telling you, this racist stuff.
And put in your mouth, dude.
And you know the sad part about it?
I like shootouts, but go ahead.
No, the only thing I'm saying, the sad part about that is I done heard 100 shows talk about from first to worst. And then when that shit happened, don't nobody know the answer. That was fucked up.
No, Eddie. They know the answers. They don't want to step on nobody's feet and tell the truth. That's what that was.
Is that a form, Leon? Hey, Leon. Hey, Chuck. Is that a form of going along to get along?
No.
Hold on, Chuck. Listen to me. If they know the rules and they didn't pay you, they don't want to step on nobody's feet. That's some bullshit. Rules is rules. You ran lit, okay, but he crossed. So they said if you the worst is crossing the line, you should have won. So it wouldn't have been stepping on nobody's feet. You're going by the rules.
I ain't trying to fight. It wasn't nothing but a funky $1,000, but it was my $1,000.
Right.
I didn't get paid. I put my shit in the trail and went on. That's just it.
Well, let me say it like this, Chuck. Let me say it like this, Chuck. If I'm racing you and you go red, my light automatically come on.
We can't hear you because baby talking. What'd you say, baby?
What are you talking about?
No, what I'm saying to you is this here. The man said he lost his money, and he loaded up and went home. So Fat Change ain't no motherfucking robbery. He know he's looking for the fucking in the first place, but he still went, and he still competed. So guess what? You faggot motherfuckers be on this motherfucking phone, man. Y'all need to stop doing this bitch-ass shit. You niggas don't race. You niggas always having somebody else, your mouth on somebody else's name. If you don't do none of that shit and stay out of the average motherfucker business, guess what you can do? Maybe you can prosper. Maybe your family can prosper. But guess what? You worried about the next motherfucker. The man said he loaded up and went home. The man took it. He took the hit on the chin and got the fuck on. You niggas are like straight 100% P girls, man. You niggas act like girls, man. Real shit.
Okay, now what would you say, Leon?
Man, he got me. I'm lost, man. He got me too.
I don't
understand
where they came from.
They ain't gonna like him. They ain't gonna like him. I been getting to the money, everybody mad.
But that was what happened. That was what happened with that.
Yeah, man.
Hey, all I know, and I done been in the same situation before. If you read, like, what the hell? I'm gonna go try to do something. What was the reason for you to go down and chase yourself when you realize, no, you wrecking like I don't know what?
Yeah.
You already in red list, so you the one in the race, but you gonna lay in yours and go down and cross the line, and then you want somebody to split the pot with you.
Yeah.
You lost. Ain't no split. The pot too little to be splitting. What the hell? I'm gonna split $1,000 for because you didn't cross the line. You had the light. You had the great. You had the winning light. You just to keep on going until you cross. But
I
see that's why.
I don't know what his thoughts were, but that's what happened. I didn't want the fuck to show up and stop everybody else from racing. Because you know them little hotheads, they be out there. I just left. That's it. I won me some good money that day, so I left. That was the end of that.
Hey, Uncle Chuck, you took the hit. You got the fuck on, didn't you, man? You took the hit and got the fuck on, and that's what it's about. Sometimes you
Hey, baby, okay.
Damn.
Well, you know what? It wasn't about that, but I ain't trying to fight. I don't want to start no shit. I just put my tail in between my legs and went on. That's it.
I got the fuck on. That's what it's about.
Hey, and tomorrow or whenever we get on this show, somebody gonna tell Tim House that was him over there snoring too. I know y'all did a good job acting like y'all didn't hear.
I know. Hey, Flop, I didn't say that because I don't know who it was.
Hey.
I had just got. Hello.
Hey, Flop, why Tim House don't come on Big Eddie's show no more?
You do. You going last week?
Cause you be co-hosting.
I was in Florida last week. He was on here last week.
Oh, that's why. Oh, okay.
All right. I'm just wanting to know. I mean, you know, thanks.
I don't know.
Who lying that motherfucker on? Open his ass up.
If you trying to apply somebody lying open.
No, I'm saying if Tim House on the phone, wake his ass up.
Oh, shit, man. If he don't want to, you saying he's scared of you. That's what you trying to imply, that he's scared to come on because you on? Tim House, hit your one button, man. Show Chuck something. Hit your one button.
Hey, man, that was my line.
Tim
done
already
nigga.
Told you you got a race this year.
What's up with you niggas?
Oh, shit. That's a lot.
Show over. You finna fuck the show up.
Hey,
Eddie, just go ahead and end the show, man. He finna fuck it up.
No.
Thanks for you,
no. Fire Talk Radio.
This show is being brought to you by Cold Case.
I just muted his motherfucking ass. I muted his ass.
Oh, man, you mute the lag, man.
Hold on. That's two nights in a row he's been saved, though. The show cut off last night. He got his ass spared because Dee Dee was going to go to his ass, too.
Ooh. Yeah, Dee Dee go to his ass real good.
Not called Dee Dee, nigga. Bet your money on Dee Dee.
Hey, Chuck, you want to get on the phone and talk like a real person, or I'm going to close your goddamn mic?
You said what, nigga?
I don't see Tim House no more on here, man. Oh, that might be it right there.
No, I closed his ass up.
Tim House, hit that one button, man. Don't be scared of Chuck. I got your back, bro.
Yeah,
you're in the back. You can't even go front on your back.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, right now, me
come
and you
on,
in the same
thing. Come on.
What are you doing? It has to be me. I didn't tell you my phone.
What's Tim number, Eddie?
Hold on, let me go look at the make sure. He might hang up, man.
Oh, he must be on somebody else's line.
He might be, but let me see, let me make sure. No, he ain't on, Chuck.
Shocking his
number start with a 248-8504.
It's a cold 8504.
World. He probably on
somebody
else's
cold world.
I ain't heard from Tim in a while.
Now it's winter time. Wait the race season start.
But I ain't gonna never hear from him.
I know.
Damn, man, you got all that damn noise.
That's me, man. Let me go on mute. That's me, man. I'm going on mute.
Okay.
It's a cold world. Cold, cold world.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's him probably on somebody else's line, man. So you can't shake him out tonight if he on.
He can talk. He talked on everybody else's show. I'm only here because I'm in town tonight. So he was on that last.
Damn, week. How long you been holding that in, Chuck?
Yeah, he was on last week.
Stop me when I'm lying.
Yeah, dog was on the line for a little while last week. He's scared to come on, man, because I be talking about retiring his ass. I'm fucking him up.
Hey, bro, Eddie, get a question.
Yeah.
A good question. I just want to ask a question. I'm going to go back on mute. What car, like your car, Chuck car, and Cadillac car, and somebody else car in the same, like, area, would y'all do like a 4-car shootout? And how much would y'all
put up?
You know what I mean? Yeah, that'd be a good thing, you think?
If we planning on trying to do something like that this time, baby, and
no, I'm just saying, you can do it at
pretty good
show. Doing Uncle Leroy got a show. Y'all can do it at y'all show. The big car.
Yeah.
The semi-big cars.
You know, Leroy gave me... Leroy gave me the go one time before to do a shootout, but I done had the people backing me up on it, so people they wouldn't even call me, man. And it was it could have been a damn good shootout. It paid good and everything. You didn't have to put up a whole lot of money. Could have got a pot, but well, nobody didn't call me on it. So I left it alone. But they supposed to be trying to do that again this year.
Right. Then you get you a motor.
And we're in 23, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You get you all types of messages,
yeah.
You know, to make sure your show go good. I always support you. Uncle Leroy, you know, them my people.
Oh, yeah. They got the radio playing in the background. Somebody got a TV or something in the background.
No, they went on YouTube, so that's good. Now, that was the flop put it out a while ago, but, you know, and that's a good method. You know, you taking your car, you trading the car, you got a gas and stuff like that. At least get some of the money back, or if not, nothing. You going to the track anyway, so that's a good thing. You know, these guys are trying to do up here. That's getting somewhere. But these guys go to the track. You know, sitting around here at Lee. And Lee got the hot as all outdoors, and he got the fire going, cooking good vittles. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Get up there and put that thing in the water box, man. Let's see what it do, man. Come on, man. Stop it. Yeah, that's what they doing, Stokes. That's what they doing. That's all they doing. Yeah, man, you walking around the track, you know, drinking a beer, or, you know, doing it. You ain't nobody racing. Everybody scared of everybody. Come on, man, stop it. Get up there and race. Get some type of money. Have somebody, something to talk about.
Yeah.
So, who would you put in the 4-car shootout?
Me, personally?
Yeah.
I would put, but see, Tim House ain't from here. I would put Eddie. I would put, God Almighty. Let me see. I slide a yak in there, just on the pretense of just to kind of bottle it up, and then I put another big Ty Willie Bot car in it. I put Kevin Woods. I put my buddy in it. Joe Wood.
for $500. Shit, it can take us $500 to get the motherfucking big ass.
Wait a minute, Chuck.
Please, yeah. I just want you to recognize Chuck. I heard what you heard, Chuck, on all parts of it.
Hey, baby.
Go ahead, Chuck. Look. Go ahead.
You can't put yak in there, man.
You think Yak gonna pay his money to get in a shootout with Chuck in it?
Because it's mixing it up. That's why I wanted to mix it up.
Baby, you ain't got a fucking clue, baby.
No, the reason I said it, I do have a clue. That's the reason I was trying to mix it up, Flop, is because. I might grab you and you might be the same motherfucking thing. You a lying motherfucker.
Baby, please stop. You need to realize what the fuck you see. You put Chuck and Yak in a shootout, and you want Yak to pay his money to get in a shootout, but knowing he got to probably run Chuck. Man, get the fuck out of here.
Scotty G said two cars to race.
This is a perfect shootout.
Go ahead, brother.
You got me, Leon, the principal, and shit, three little if he want to get in it. That's the perfect four-car shootout.
But listen now, preacher boy. Now what?
Boochie say
they got a four-car shootout. Boochie in it, and goddamn it, Boochie grabbed three little. So it makes it more competitive.
But I'm saying,
I'm just at this
four-car shootout.
Right, I get it. I get what you're saying, but what I'm saying to you, what is me and you teammates, and I grab you?
That means y'all better spend the money if y'all are two survivors.
No,
We're going to spend the money.
We still going down the track. Fuck that shit. Nope.
Okay.
That ain't no robbery. You said.
You done lost your mind if you continue to talk to Baby after what he just said.
I just said I had a good one.
Yeah, yours was good, but that shit Baby just said, he wants somebody to pay
that Baby
money.
Ain't no drag, but he a fan. You can't listen to that shit.
No. What I said was just here. This is what I said, and this is what the fuck I meant.
You said Cap Musty name.
I let you guys talk. Now, only thing I
meant right.
was
That's
that.
Right.
And what I said was this here. What if I have to grab my own fucking teammate in the fucking shootout? Wouldn't that be exciting to see?
No.
You a last song, son.
Baby, what you missing is gonna get in the fucking shootout. If they way outgunned, baby, you're not going to get in a shootout with your everyday Cadillac truck against IBL, Super, Skin Super, and your boy with the convertible. You're not going to go pay your money to get
But this is what I'm saying. It's two on two, four on four. So my thing is this.
It ain't no two on two. When you in a shootout, nigga, you draw from the hat. But you ain't got a... Man, okay, I'm crazy now, y'all. Go ahead.
Only thing I'm saying is this here. We going to win the money. Okay, you got a G. I got a G. Preacher Boy got a G. Uncle Eddie got a G. So we know Uncle Eddie car or Preacher Boy car way faster than our cars. that
hey,
we
baby.
No,
hey,
hold on.
No, no,
hold
no.
On.
I'm saying.
Let me
listen,
put this
I'm just
the,
saying
I just want to put
great,
in the.
Hey, baby, I just want to say that's a great idea. You should get that together and make all the money off of it yourself.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. I'm going on mute. I'm going on mute. Because you're absolutely right, Flop.
Well, listen. On Thursday night at the Grove, I'm going to have a four-car shootout, and I'm going to have certain cars get in.
You gonna say you gonna
okay.
have it every Thursday?
Every Thursday I'm gonna have a shootout. I'm gonna have a four car shootout. On
what
top
about
of the board.
Friday?
Better take
what
the day off, motherfucker.
Oh.
I'm gonna rest. Yeah. Yep. We're going to have to start doing something to get the fans back into it and get these people back drag racing. Other than that, they ain't never going to bust a grape in Western backyard. Hello? Hello?
Yes, sir.
We here.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, that's the only way we're going to get the people to race.
No, it's just the thinking part of it. You know, y'all guys have spent all that money and spent a lot of money in motorcycles and shit. Damn, you're coming up to the same money, but y'all got cars and shit. Y'all got to store it, and y'all got to make sure the motherfucker run.
Well, see, just the thing, baby, when you do a four-car shootout, you got to have some cars that's at least evenly matched. So if you put
Jack in there, you can get, listen,
you can get five of the six cars he raced this year and put in the shootout. That's like evenly
well,
matched.
Well, you got Jack, you got Scrap, you got Day-Day.
But that'll be like a finale. That'll be like a finale of where a lot of people are actually attend or something like that. But you have to put like the guys that actually got cars. Like, okay, we hadn't saw Deucey in a long time racing the car. He might get in a field where he might dominate.
You said it bringing up people's names that don't drive race, bro.
No, what I'm saying to you, no, they going to bring your name up too, Preacher Boy. You missing the point. What I'm saying to you is this here. They might say, hey, Jeremiah, you got to come out west and run such and such and such and such, or you matched up with this. He already know he outmatched, but guess what? The car that he racing might do the same thing Bub did at the line.
Ain't nobody betting money on that shit. Baby, you don't know how crazy.
She'll be my uncle, too.
And if you had some water instead of some alcohol, you'd understand what you were saying.
No, man, that's some bullshit, though, Flop.
Hey, baby, listen.
No.
Two cars can go down the road, they can race, man. You lying, man.
Okay.
I got that theory because Scotty G said.
I'm going to give you $500 if you can get Yak to lock in with Chuck the same way they'll run.
No, I never said no lock in. That would never happen. What I'm saying to you is this here. Yak say and
don't
Chuck
say,
say and they no, hold on, Flopper. If they got in the shootout and they have the pool and Yak and Chuck had the run. Everybody got their money on Chuck.
Show me
Chuck
a shootout where Yak don't get in a shootout with Chuck.
Right, but he got way more cars than Yak got. So he say, everybody else there on the sideline say, well, you know what? We're going to bet with Chuck because Chuck got big ties and he can get down the track and no. And Chuck got them as soon as he stays the motherfucker. And
nice
master
shows,
motherfucker, got them
go
deep. You never know.
never know. You never know.
Well, if you pay Yak entry fee, he'll get in there.
No, I'm not saying. I'm just using as an example, Flop. You trying to put words in my mouth. I'm no, don't put words
no,
in my mouth.
No, you said that.
No, what I said, I'm just using them as an example. I wasn't
no,
saying.
You wasn't. You had a hard down pace.
No, I was not. No, I was not.
Let's bet. Play the show bet.
What we going to bet?
That you said Yak could be in a shootout with Chuck.
No, I said, what if? I said, what if bet? I said, what if
and
bet?
And I told you that. Go ahead, baby. Go ahead. Why don't you say the idea? Do that. Do that big sham race. Do that big sham race.
No.
Get with Preacher Boy and do it at the Grove on Thursday night. So, or something. You
have
your bankroll.
Do it on Friday. Do it on Friday. Preacher Boy got his own folk house shootout on Thursday. Do that on Friday. He said he ain't got nothing on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Money. Where the fuck that come from? How long you been holding that in?
No, I'm just saying, Preacher Boy got a four-car shootout on Thursday.
Why he
got
to
so
be
on
Thursday? And
you been holding
that's
that
what,
heat
that's what he said. That's what he said. So we trying to get your shootout on Friday. So we don't want no interruptions with your shootout because it's going to be a lot of money made.
His shootout going to go quick. You better get there or you'll miss it.
Motherfucking right. Get your ass knocked loose.
Hey, hey, money. You don't get time. You're going to miss baby shootout. What a contestant. All over there at the concession stand eating hot dogs and drinking coffee.
Uh-uh. The food going to be over with. The food going to be over with.
Shit, the racing going to be over with. They letting you pick the car. Shit.
Now as well, what the hell they got cars for? And got them, they be on the show listening. Shit, the fuck? You think you can win, get your ass up there. You don't. Leave them people alone.
Hey, Flop. Baby gonna have a shootout. Uncle Sam against my Traverse.
Hell yeah.
Uncle Sam, talking to Kimo, baby's been talking to Kimo, ain't he? He wanna run Kamala Harris against a twin turbo big block.
Hey, listen. That's why I be listening to these motherfuckers. That's the fuck what they sound like. This motherfucker going to say, man, we going to take this car. The man say he spent $2 million in it. And he say he don't want to run Kamala Harris. Good God, oh my. I start busting up laughing.
Shit, you want Yak to run Chuck?
Hell yeah, Maxwell. Shit, that's what they be saying. That's what I thought I'd be hearing. They want something for nothing. They want something for absolutely nothing.
Well, you sure gonna plan on giving it to them?
Yeah, might as well give it to them. Fuck it. This makes the motherfucker come to the track. We can make some money and goddamn it, we can goddamn it sit around here and goddamn it Putin fired and lie to one another and all that old shit.
You don't fuck this show up, baby.
Man, you may as well, goddammit. These motherfuckers shoot these motherfuckers. All these race cars up here, man. These niggas posed all the street cars up here, flop. Real shit, man. These people posed to been racing, man. Then you got people that don't know nothing about drag racing or racing just period.
That be you.
Yeah.
That be you.
Making up the shootout rules right now.
I'm gonna start the shit up, player. Cause you got a whole race car, and who you race this year? Nobody.
No.
What I'm saying to you is this. All the money, all the time you put in your car, you race the motherfucker maybe one or two times.
It's okay to be quiet, baby.
Nobody.
Well, guess what?
Guess what? We ran a motherfucker three times this year.
Now it's okay to be quiet.
Yeah. Now it's okay. We ran a motherfucker. Hell, Preacher Boy had two more motherfucking teammates. Hell, he could run two or three more times. Shit.
If I had what?
And my uncle had
two or three more teammates like Baby got.
Yeah.
Baby talking about you ain't did shit, but then when he snoops on, he said we did it.
Guess what?
We didn't know you were part of the We Foundation.
Yeah, I'm part of the We Foundation. Man, ain't nothing wrong with being part of the We Foundation. You just heard what Flop said.
Flop
said, shit, he had two more.
Goddamn
it, he
could have
did We too.
Man, that baby go. He misinterpreted every time the motherfucker said.
No, I'm teasing with you.
No, you ain't, baby. No, you ain't, baby. We know, baby. We know the real. Money, how much you bet? I bet at least a fifth. Straight.
One thing, you ain't got to worry about me drinking no hard alcohol. I don't drink hard alcohol.
Yeah, what about you drinking water either?
Hey, well, that light ass beer is sure doing a number on you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, man.
That light beer playing heavy on his mind.
Hey, money.
Hey, listen, you ask him this.
At least a motherfucker know I'm an alcoholic. He a fool.
Hey, baby.
Every time I come to the motherfucking man got his elbows bent, and he put something in his mouth.
Hey, baby, you ain't no alcoholic, man. I'm going to tell you like my uncle. You ain't no alcoholic. Alcoholics go to the motherfucking meeting. You ain't no alcoholic, motherfucker. Just say you're drinking.
I bet your own whore nearly as much fuel as you do them food as you do them blue tops.
What blue tops you talking?
Yeah.
I got liquid now.
He ain't even got a clue. Now he think a motherfucker talking about some motherfucking Viagra or something. This nigga way to left field, man. Money, this man is blistered, man.
Hey, man, I got the liquid.
Hey, money, I like to send him to do a field sobriety test right about now.
Man, he going to county. Only thing gonna beat him to Cook County is the headlight on the motherfucking squad car in.
Hey, Flop, I'm on my couch watching the boob tube. Show Lee. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Hey, Chuck.
Yeah, hey, Eddie, go ahead on, man, and end the show, goddamn it, because Baby got to go to the refrigerator to get that other bottle.
No, motherfucker, I got it right here sitting on the table. Motherfucker, why you sitting up there calling Eddie? So get along, ass.
Hey, money, I ain't know you was that dirty, man. You a dirty dude. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Tonight's show is being brought to you by Hope 45.
This on my daddy. I promise you. I'm going to kick that motherfucking cane out your motherfucking head, and I'm going to kick that same leg. I promise you.
Hey, money.
Why you want to threaten my stick, man? Don't threaten my stick, man. How long did your legs stay swole up? Oh, shit. My legs stayed swole up for about three, almost four months.
Man, listen, they tried to get me to walk up the stairs today, man. I couldn't go up them downstairs. Too much pressure on this bitch.
Hey, Preacher Boy. They had me walking upstairs 2 hours after I got out of surgery.
Right, but I'm telling you, they had me. They had me walking, but they wanted me to go up some stairs. I couldn't do it.
Hey, preacher boy, that's what I'm telling you. I got out of surgery at 4 o'clock. At 7:30, they had me walking, and the very next day, I had to walk up some stairs. I wasn't even 24 hours out.
Yeah, that shit killing me, man.
They
my legs swollen up.
They're gonna have you walk.
My legs swollen up.
Hey, bro, you know where that shit come from? When they do that shit, fucking with your pelvis and shit, they fuck with your pelvis more so than your leg. They'll cut that shit off. They don't give no fuck about that shit. But what hurt the most is your equilibrium. Equilibrium. That's how you step
baby,
up.
Baby,
your
baby.
Hold
baby,
on, man.
What the fuck is he talking about, baby? He's talking about
bro,
a knee replacement. Where the fuck did you get his pelvis and
man,
equilibrium from?
I got a whole motherfucking 8-inch rod in my motherfucking pelvis, nigga. I couldn't.
Hey,
baby.
Your equilibrium is in. Hold on. I ain't arguing with you, baby. I'm just telling you. Your equilibrium is in your inner ear, nigga. That's your balance point. They ain't got shit to do with it.
Yes, it does, man. No.
Hey, Flop,
you ain't hear nothing I said. Go ahead, Money and Preacher Boy, go ahead. Flop ain't hear nothing I said. Flop.